Hey man, this is Dalvin. If you're not listening to Not That Serious Podcast on iTunes or SoundCloud, you're really bugging.
Dom checking in for another episode of Not That Serious, the podcast. If you haven't checked it out, I really don't know what you're doing with your life.
Hey yo, it's Mina. Check out Not That Serious Podcast with my boy LZ and Big Mike, the realest motherfucking podcast ever. Okay.
Yo, it's your boy Shake, and I'm fucking with the Not That Serious Podcast where niggas wear silk daddies even if they got bald heads.
When's the last time I sung on this podcast?
No idea.
Yeah, I haven't gotten my singing back in a minute. I feel like people need it, you know?
Do they?
Do they ask for that?
They ask for it routinely.
Really?
Yeah.
It must be nice. Nobody ever.
I can't breathe when you're touching me.
Jay Holiday.
Listen, we will not like.
Maybe I was too young. I really don't remember that album like that.
Go back. It's at least the three main bangers: Bed, Suffocate, and Fatal.
Nah, Suffocate.
Bro. I don't really know Fatal like that.
I suffocate when you're.
Wait, what's Fatal?
Fatal is I miss you. Every day you're gone, it's killing me to be without you.
That's a cut right there, because I don't.
Oh, that's
I don't know. That's a B-sider.
Yeah. Oh, no.
If it's a B-side, deep in the cut of B-side, Jay Holiday song got to be like.
Yeah. No, it was a single, I think. It just didn't perform.
It didn't do better than the other two. Because Suffocate was low-key better than Bed.
Oh, no, yeah.
That easily could have been the first one.
Oh, yeah.
But he was like, nah, I got this other joint in the tuck.
But that Bed, I remember MTV Jams?
Mm-hmm.
And that was the video of the week.
For right? Yeah.
And I just remember, like, singing that shit routine. I was waiting for the hour.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess shit would come back on.
Yeah.
Like, you do. Oh, I love it. Damn, I love it. Yeah, that shit.
How old were we? Let me see what year that was.
Oh, we had to be middle school. No,
we were in high school. We were underclassmen. I think we were like
freshmen. We were in high school when that came out?
No, we weren't. It was 2007.
We were in high school in 2007?
No, we weren't. We were freshmen. Freshmen.
Yeah. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
You know how? Yeah, we were.
Yeah.
June 2007. So we were going to high school.
We were going to high school. Like, we were fresh out of middle school.
Yeah, fresh out of middle school. That came out. Wow. Damn.
Yeah. Like, what? All right. So we're here now. I want to ask. And this just popped in my head. Like, what are some of the most memorable songs from, let's say, middle school? So, seventh. For us, middle school in our district was seventh and eighth grade.
I got the sound ship, I went to middle school in sixth grade.
Yeah, some people sixth, seventh, eighth.
Yeah.
Some people seventh, eighth. Some people seventh, eighth, and ninth.
Yeah, ninth grade was still.
It's still middle school, but you know. Actually, now that I'm thinking about middle school, I have a lot of memories from middle school.
I have a decent amount, especially because I was the new kid in middle school, so.
You were the new
kid. I just got.
You were the new kid
in middle for whatever school. Reason. We've talked about this before. Niggas thought I'd been here forever. Like,
that was. Yeah, you blend in.
Yeah.
Blend in really well.
A chameleon.
Yeah.
Yes. middle school though, definitely Low by Flo Rida. When Apple Bottom Jeans came on, that's still a banger though.
The fucking, you know what's another one?
What?
Fucking Chicken Noodle Soup.
Chicken Noodle Soup. Aunt Jackie.
Aunt Jackie.
I got the feeling when I'm chilling with my Aunt Jackie.
Oh,
at the same time.
Yes.
So that was around the same time.
Yes.
What else was I about to say? Jumping out the window.
Oh, Ron Brown's. Yeah.
Between that, he had a trifecta. It was jumping out the window, a pop champagne, and then A-Rab Money, which was a very racist.
It's going
song.
Down, Young Jock.
Oh wow! So
it's going down.
I think that's when Chris Brown just was like.
Chris Brown just came out.
Yeah.
No, that nigga had never
Sugar Lean just dropped.
Charlene?
Shoulderlean.
Oh, Shoulderlean. I thought you meant Charlene by Anthony Hamilton.
We were too young for that soulful
yeah,
shit.
Yeah, we weren't ready.
That shit hits me in the feels right now, though.
My balls tingle.
Oh, man.
That shit is a great song.
That shit make my balls hot now.
You know what Army song I really liked?
What?
When You're Mad by Neo?
Ooh.
Neo, yo.
Neo had a good run.
He did.
Neo had an amazing
run.
And
then he put them big ass pants on and it was downhill from there. Y'all ever seen a gif of him with the big pants when it was in the video?
Yeah.
The big ass pants.
When he shot a hump and
shit. Yeah, yeah.
When he had a size
like power bomb.
I think he had a size 44 waist.
Size 47, but you know.
Like, nigga, what are you doing?
Big,
my nigga?
Big ass stretchy pants.
Yeah, trying to lay the pipes down.
Nah, middle school was fun though.
Nah, middle school.
There's a lot of good songs. You know what else was good? Not hip hop, fucking Evanescence. Wake Me Up.
I gotta get away inside.
I think that might have been middle school.
Save me.
I think that was middle school. Let's see. Because now I want to know. That was a good one. Gym Class Heroes.
Yes.
Motherfucking Lime and the Coconut. Listen, man, I can go on.
Yo, the fucking. But Chris Brown's run during that time was. Whew.
Yeah, that's when he dropped. It says here in 2007 he dropped the joint with T-Pain.
Freeze.
Kiss Kiss.
Kiss Kiss.
He dropped that in 07?
Yeah, Kiss Kiss.
I mean, before. Then he had.
Evanescence. That Wake Me Up Inside came out when you were in third grade.
Then he had. Then he had Never Right Time to Say Goodbye.
Yeah, he had a good one. Damn, Kiss Kiss though.
And then we had. I don't want to. I know we talk with him a lot.
Who?
I'm a Flirt remix.
Ooh. Oh, man. Wait, hold
T-Pain,
on.
T-Pain.
When I pull up to the club, all the shorties be like, dance, right. What's going on, y'all? The craziest part about that song is, y'all know whose song that was originally, right?
Who?
It was Bow Wow's.
You lying.
I'm dead ass. Bow Wow, R. Kelly wrote that song for Bow Wow, and it was on his album. R. Kelly did the remix and took Bow Wow off, and it was him and T-Pain.
Also, I was talking about this with my girl earlier today. We're talking about Bow Wow. Bow Wow had a nice, him and Omarion had a nice thing going, man.
He just corny now, but
yeah. The face-off time? That was good.
Like, yeah, man.
Face-off, good. Ooh, let me hold you.
Down like you're with friends.
Yeah, they had a good
run. Trying to show you.
They had a good run.
Out of My System.
Man.
It's already like
mine. Out of My System. I still listen to Out of My System. That's a good one.
I got all this love inside of me.
Yeah, that one's
and all I'm going to do is give it to her.
Nah, that was a good one.
Out of My System is...
T-Pain. Let me tell y'all how my first girlfriend. Fucking, I told this story before. What happened? That was like, because that album came out around that time. So it was around that time.
Seventh grade.
And I forget what. No, the ringtone I had was Shorty Like Mine. But when we broke up, same album, nigga. Same album. Out of My System. It was like, what the fuck? It was like the album was made for me.
Yo, when it's crazy. The fucking corniest shit. The corniest shit. I gotta say, like, the corniest shit I remember doing to this date, right?
Yeah.
My favorite song at the time was, you know, Mirror by Neo.
Why?
Yeah, because here's all number one of bitch.
Why? I mean, I'm not saying Mary's not a good song.
It's a good song. Let me lead into the story.
Okay.
So fucking bad. So this is all right. I believe my cousin, shout out to you, Kyle. My cousin Brian, aka Ryan, right? Shout out to you.
Wait, Brian, aka Ryan?
Brian, his real name is Kyle, but his middle name is Brian. I call him Brian.
Why do all y'all niggas go by middle names?
I don't know, man.
What the fuck is good with you?
B-Rock. Shout out to B-Rock.
Shout out to you.
He was there when I smoked my first blunt. He's been at a lot of milestones in my life. Shout out to B-Rock. I think it was a joke.
Mm-hmm.
Now I think it's a joke. He said, yo, I got this girl. And she, you know, she want to talk to you. I'm like, all right. Not realizing this girl is from fucking Newark.
Oh, Jesus.
And she's half a great. Right? But I'm great. Me having impressionable horny ass middle school Mike is like
Burlington. Ooh,
she wanna hook. She wanna link up with the bull.
Half a great.
She wanna link up with the bull over the phone and get hot and heavy.
Oh man!
So I grabbed my fucking my fucking blue Sprint flip phone, and then I start talking. So and then I know it came. I didn't know at the time. But apparently the girl was very promiscuous.
Oh, she was a thought.
She was a thought.
How old are we? Oh, you kissed a thotty.
Didn't kiss her. Without, I don't want to say middle school. I want to say seventh grade. Okay. Seventh grade. And she's a thotty up at her block in North. But down here on the phone.
Fresh.
I'm treating her like she's the wife.
Oh, man.
I think I said I loved you. To the chick. That's how bad it was.
Over the phone.
Yeah. And then I only was talking on the phone. I met her. I ended up meeting her in person later on.
Mm-hmm.
But I was like, oh.
Oh.
So.
A little rough. She like the Jadakiss jump from Twitter?
Nah, she had the fat ass.
Yeah, you with the Dewey on.
She had the butt.
I'm trying to talk to you like, because you like motherfucking Chris Brown. Is that what you said?
Yes. She was a light skinned version of that. Yes. Yes.
Yo, that's what you was dealing with?
That's what I was dealing with.
Like motherfucking Chris Brown.
But because I don't have a lot of girl interaction, being a chubby boy with an afro and braces and glasses, I was taking what I could get. Beggars couldn't be choosers back then. You understand? Mini Fat Albert had to get what he could get.
Mini Fat Albert.
So, she's like, I somehow mentioned because I could sing because that's my only trick in the bag at this point. That's the only thing I got going for you, boy.
You sang to this girl?
I sang to this girl.
Oh, my God.
I sang Mirror on the phone to this girl every night.
Every night?
She's like, sing Michael, sing to me. And I'd be like, get into it.
Oh, my God. I just know your parents or your sister had it.
What the fuck? I forgot how it begins. Like, how does that shit begin?
About to say, you know you can't play it on here. You copy.
Nah.
Yeah, try it. Niggas have yanked this shit.
I'll be in that shit like, baby, I love making love in front of the mirror. And I do the runs like, in front of the mirror. I was in there thinking that shit.
No.
I was so fucking hurt, bro.
Oh my God. And you sang that every night.
Every fucking night, like it was a fucking lullaby.
She had you in the palm of her hand, bro.
Now she's pregnant.
Shout out to her.
I guess. Is this the first one?
She married. Maybe her third. I don't know.
Okay. Oh, you still follow her?
Yeah, I see her. I'm not on Facebook.
Okay. Yeah. I'm about to say, she's from New York. She on Facebook.
Yeah, she's never. You know, her middle name was like living my life to like it's going.
Yeah, in. She's like the CEO of Ballers Inc.
CEO at Forex.
Yeah. Guaca is trading. Guaca Flocka trades Forex, people. It's the real thing. If it wasn't real, what would Guaca Flocka do it?
Floyd Money Mayweather also wastes his money on this.
Yeah.
So you should too. Word?
Word? Deadass? Facts?
Already rich Mayweather, and we know where he got his money from?
And we're supposed to just sit here and believe.
Like he built his wealth.
Yeah, he didn't just come up off Forex.
Like he just didn't win a $50 million fight two years ago.
This nigga can put up $1 million like it's nothing. Yo,
my favorite line is, if you're not paying your mom's bills, why aren't you trading?
If I see that one more time, I really want to ask one of them, do you trade your mom? Do you pay your mom's bills? You know what I saw? I saw somebody give like their aunt $100 and they were like, this is from trading.
Yeah.
I'm like, $100?
Yeah. Okay.
I have $100 in my pocket right now. I don't trade anything.
Yeah. But it's just like, nah, but like, how long did it take you to get that $100?
Yeah, like,
weeks.
Yeah, because it's not like
a salary. I know girls that'll blow a nigga.
It's not like a salary.
Like, what the fuck? Like, I seen you just go
blow two dudes and get that money.
You could sell 8 pictures and get $300.
Yeah.
Like, I seen one dude go to the ATM and he was like saying like how it was his trade money. And like, No lie, it was like $120.
Nigga, you can barely get two copies of Madden. What the fuck is wrong with you?
You can't. Taxes? Nigga, hold on.
Look, this is nigga leaving the bank like this. Leaving the bank.
What you gonna do for this 40 ball?
What are you gonna do for the 40 ball? Nigga had $5 in his hand like this.
Why aren't you trading? I'm like, what the fuck is this? Like, I don't know, man. It looks like a cult, to be honest. Like,
it's fucking stupid as well.
You're paying niggas to these seminars and shit. What is wrong with you?
I really do have $100.
Oh shit.
I don't know.
But we say all that to say this. Welcome to the Not This Serious Podcast, everybody.
Welcome to the most ballinest podcast.
Yes, we have $122.
I'm keep the money on the table to set the ambiance.
Just leave it there.
This is my Forex money.
With our Forex dollars.
Yeah, paying mother's bills.
Yeah, this is me paying my mom's bills, man. That would be great to do one day.
Yeah.
I'm not against it. If you can pay your parents' bills off Forex, more power.
God bless you.
But don't try to guilt trip me into doing it because I'm not paying your bills yet and I just want to give you money. Like, I don't.
Isn't that going to send me back from paying my mom's bills and giving you bread?
One would think.
If I got to give you $250 to get into this shit,
that should have been on sale for 9 weeks. That should have been on sale since the day I first saw it.
But, good guys. It's Not That Serious Podcast. We're here for another week and another episode.
Mm-hmm.
No guests today. Just the gang.
The boo crew.
The skeleton crew. You know what I'm saying?
We here.
Just like the skeleton crew, we be boning. not each other, because that'd be weird. But our respective mates. Elsie, how's the single life training?
Nigga, I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. It's cool.
Yeah, man, every time I look at you and I know you're out there enjoying your life. Yeah. And I'm like,
okay. When y'all saw me at that random ass silent party.
Yeah, I was like,
on a Sunday.
What are you doing?
Yeah.
Okay, but you know that's Elsie. And I'm like, he's living. And then it's like, I look at these other like single stories.
Mm.
I'm like, oof, it's rough out here. It looks really bleak out here. If you're not having fun,
yeah,
it looks miserable.
If you're not having fun, if you just stay in the house and just go to work and then go home, you're gonna be bored. But you know, make the most out of it, right?
Right.
But
you can't settle up. Like I'd rather do that than settle.
Oh yeah, that's why I was out here. Like,
because I think people who serial date are weird as hell to me.
I feel like if you can't function without being in a relationship, you have, like, there's something wrong. Like, they're just people who have to be in a relationship.
That's weird to me.
That's not normal to me. Like, you're just forcing relationships just to be with somebody.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's not cool.
I agree.
You're just wasting both your time.
Wasting everybody's time. Like,
everybody's time.
Yeah, it's not worth it. It's just not cool. Like, stop. Don't be out here forcing shit that ain't. I'm not gonna get too much into it, but just don't stop. Like, but not like just from being single. Like, I just see how weird people are. Like, this one girl, she unfollowed me on Instagram because I didn't text her back after she didn't text me back.
What?
She didn't text me back last, and I don't know. I be busy. Like, I'm not pressed over nobody, so I like just hadn't texted her back because I was like working and shit. I don't care, like, it's whatever. Like, I ain't hear from you. If you ain't text me, then what the fuck I gotta hit you up for? Like, this ain't nothing serious. And then I had to like check my Instagram one day and she unfollowed me. I'm like, what? Like, I don't know.
I don't know.
Like, that's like, nigga, listen, I don't know.
What is similar situation?
You said what? A similar situation?
Yeah.
Who follows me now?
But she unfollowed me.
What'd she do that for?
I don't know. I bet she's a
How many points does Zion have right now?
I don't know.
Probably 9.
Yeah. But
I'd say 6.
I know it's supposed to be fun. I think it is fun, you know, because I think, like, especially when you're in a relationship for a long time, mm-hmm. I think after a while, you know, you don't know what you like. You just know what y'all like. So dating gives you the opportunity to see what you're really into mm-hmm. and what you're not into at all, you know.
Yeah, that's true.
I'm pretty sure Zion just hit a three.
He has 13.
Oh, yeah, 13.
Yeah.
Oh, he just hit a fucking three.
First game. Oh, he has 18.
18?
Oh, this is terribly delayed.
And he called it oop. Oh, he's better than Ben Simmons.
We ain't doing this.
Oh, okay.
Now he has 18. 7 from 10 from the field. He had three threes.
Should have took that bet.
Yeah, I should have.
Not over.
Or the, yeah, the over.
Yeah, but he had 5 points to start the fourth.
Yeah, no, he wasn't even playing. He just got hot. But anyway.
Sorry, we got sidetracked.
Yeah, we have ADD. This is the ADD podcast. He hit another three.
Damn.
Jesus Christ.
Words are really trash. I'm sorry. You letting the fucking fat ass hit threes on you constantly?
Yeah.
You fucking suck. Okay? You just let the eye stick it in your eye six
usually,
times.
And it's funny because Zion only shoots wide open threes.
Yeah, he only shoots wide open. If he's not wide open, he's not pulling.
He doesn't shoot in people's faces. So the fact that you let him shoot like that. But anyway.
To get back on topic, like, what's your opinion on like the single life? Because obviously you're in a relationship now.
I don't want it at all. I don't want any part of it. It looks scary. It looks bleak. It looks sad. I don't want anything to do with it. I'm happy with where I'm at. Mm. I hope I get even deeper into it and get even more washed. I can't wait
more to be
further washed with my queen so we can just be disgustingly washed together. Not too washed that we don't go out and enjoy ourselves, because that's something we've been working on. Because we're two, like, introverted people and we like to just stay inside. Mm. So this year, it's like we're going to push ourselves to go out more together.
Vacations.
Vacations, just going out and doing stuff.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because it's easy to just park up.
Chill. Yeah, because we love just hanging with each other. Yeah. We can just hang out.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, we just have fun with each other. So we don't need to do a lot to enjoy each other's company.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, we got to go out more and do more stuff. So that's the goal.
Do stuff.
But, yeah, like, I don't want it.
It is funny because obviously
I'm
not in that realm anymore. But me and you talked about this yesterday.
What?
The single life. It is so bad out there. It's just
it's terrible, bro.
It's funny, but it seems as if nobody enjoys it more than this nigga, because he be having mad fun when he's single.
Yo, he has a good time. You know what's funny? I was with my cousin Stacey. She lives down in Dallas. And she was just like, ever since you became single, you're just like a party bus now. I was single for a year. It was amazing. I think it was good. I got to experience like different people. I got to do things that I wouldn't have been able to do if I was in a relationship. Like, for instance, the last time we went to Vegas, I wouldn't have been able to act like that if I'm in a relationship.
Yeah, exactly.
Like,
yeah,
it's just like, it's not even about like changing. It's just like about respect.
Yeah.
Know? Like, you know, so.
Yeah. My biggest thing is I've never been the person to just go out and just start doing a bunch of wild shit. Like, that's just not me. Like, the biggest thing that I get from single life is just not having to answer to anybody and just
that
knowing where I want. Doing what I want. I don't have to text anybody back if I don't want to. I don't have to explain shit to nobody. I'm going to do what I want to do. I don't owe anybody anything. That's the best part of it to me, just having that type of mental freedom, I guess you can say.
Mm-hmm.
Just because, I mean, I'm not saying that if I'm in a relationship, obviously I'm going to respect all of that. But if I'm not in a relationship, there's nothing for me to be stressed about and to worry about answering to anybody. Like, I just be chilling. Like,
I think the part that the part of about being single that's the most frustrating is like the gray area. Like, if you're talking to somebody, you're like, am I allowed to talk to somebody else? You know,
doing all that shit.
It's like,
nope.
Because like, I feel like for me, if there's a gray area, that means that there is a form of confusion.
Yeah,
which leads to just like you're both not on the same page.
Yeah. Well, for me, there probably won't be a gray area. Like, I'm just like, either this is what it is or this is what it ain't. Like, I'm gonna tell you. Like, so, I mean, I see what you mean, but that's just part of communication. Just be like, what we doing? Like, that's why I don't like I don't like that bond shit. We got a bond, man. There's no title.
That's just manipulation.
There's no title.
That's toxic manipulation.
It's toxic. Yeah, manipulation.
What's understood between us doesn't need to be explained to them.
It doesn't have to be explained. Or police.
If it does, it needs to be defined.
Something. Y'all need some type of.
Define it.
Yeah, because that's just how bad shit happens. That's just how people end up getting their feelings hurt. That's how some people.
That's when you get hit with the. You're not even my girl.
You just fucking.
That's my favorite line.
I haven't.
Like shrapnel.
Yeah, in your ass.
World War II shrapnel.
In your ass.
In your ass.
So you just can't straight fucking up. Walk.
Mm-hmm. Fucking napalm. Just walking through that shit.
Or for Agent Orange. You're not even my girl, though.
Blow your whole shit up.
Got Hiroshima.
Yeah. You'd hate to see it.
Yeah.
I haven't had to use that on anybody.
Yeah, but you're a gentleman, though.
Yeah, I am.
Me?
Yeah. That's, you know who always says that? Army's like, yo, you're too nice. You're too nice. I'm like, bro, I'm not an asshole. I'm not a dickhead. Like, I don't be out here like that.
Yeah. I never.
But in some ways, like a leading a pack of wolves.
Mm-hmm.
When you establish dominance and show them that you're an asshole, they like you more.
That's definitely true.
It's like leading a...
Yeah, nah.
It's like leading a herd of fucking goat. Like, if you establish yourself as the pack leader...
Yeah.
They'll be more likely to
follow.
More will
follow.
And that's why they're fucking stupid.
Women don't know what they want. They want the crip who graduated from Harvard.
It's romantic.
That's nice. Romantic.
It's only nice of them, but
yeah.
What is it with women?
He also played overseas. What is it?
We've gone over this in an episode before, like a whole episode dedicated to. I believe, to me,
that was a Vegas episode.
No,
what?
That's an example. Me,
that's actually a great example. Great point, Quache, but that's just another example of that. Like I said, her energy changed when she thought I was friends with a crew.
I got a hand job.
In the pool. Because she's like, jerk. This guy,
yeah.
The pilot, who's friends with Crips. This is...
She had the jackpot. She wanted him to bust a nut. She wanted him to bust a nut in the pool so she could, like, suck it up with her.
Yeah. Into
yeah.
the pool.
Yeah, she wanted to, like, inject it into her vagina.
And I saw it. I saw the handy.
Yeah, we all
he was
saw
he was like doing the O face. Oh, yeah. Like
What's your opinion on that?
But all right, so like, I want to touch on that and then get into my explanation.
Okay.
So y'all know what I look like. Could be the furthest thing away from like a gangster, anything like that. Like, come on, like, yeah, I'm. Well, certain niggas come into my window, I'm rolling my windows up. Right?
Yeah, so I'm Jerome.
I decide when we go to this club in Vegas that I'm going to put on a little blue bandana because I like the bandana. I like the way it looks on me, right?
Looks good.
Look good on me. You look great.
Right? I know you look good.
Right? So go in the pool. Some chick apparently asks Corey, oh, is that your boy? Yes. Is he a Crip? Because I got the blue bandana. Corey, being a genius, oops it and goes, yeah, he's a Crip.
Yeah.
Her entire energy changed towards me.
It changed.
Being that I am a very faithful man, I didn't engage nothing crazy with her. But she went from not noticing me, right, to wanting to, like, be all next to
be
me
close,
like,
yeah.
And close and try to dance on me and stuff just because she thought of me being a Crip. Do you, like, huh? Like, nothing changed. But the fact that you thought I was gang affiliated and that I was fortunate enough to be gang affiliated and to come to Vegas.
Yeah. With a pilot.
With a pilot.
With men who seem to have it all together.
But I'm the Crip.
But, yeah. But I don't, bro. I don't understand.
Like, what the fuck?
I don't know.
I don't get it.
But because I'm trying to replay. I think, like, your explanation was. You think that they choose low quality men?
They choose men that they feel are belief that they believe are beneath their standard.
Absolutely.
So that they can feel, so they can always seem like impressive.
Okay.
Mm. You understand? Like it's like chicks who always hang out with ugly girls so they feel pretty.
You know what it is? It's like that is compared to women dating down is compared to
but that's very
a man. Yeah. It's compared to probably a man dating a younger woman.
I think that's just weird too.
That shit's awful.
That's like, and even if it isn't like, obviously, like, you know, not saying it's an underage girl, but like, let's say a 35-year-old is dating a 23-year-old. Mm. And of course, you're going to feel better. They're younger, about
so they can manipulate.
Yeah, you can manipulate that. And then you have more than that person. Mm. So whatever you do is going to seem impressive. Like, that's the same thing as when niggas was picking up girls from high school and they had cars. Like, oh, he got a car. Like, that, I feel like that's kind of like the same, it's the same but different. Yeah, parallel. It's like they don't cross, but it's like parallel.
Like, what's in your world is really like bottom tier, not bottom tier, but like basic shit is what's like really impressive to them. It's
their ceiling.
Because they come from a different circumstance.
Your floor is their ceiling.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
It's like the weird, and it's like, even when like you ask women, when you try to explain it, they don't even give you like a real answer. Because like, for instance, on my mom's side, my cousin, she's a lawyer, right? And she dates a drug dealer who doesn't even have a car. Like, he drives your car. And it's just like, I can't, like...
Now that needs to
stop. I just don't get it. And it's just like...
I never noticed how common that shit is.
Yo, it's very common.
Shit, niggas just driving chicks' cars.
I see that a lot.
I didn't know I didn't know, like...
Women have...
I'm like, is this fucking baby boy?
How do y'all let this happen?
And it's just like, she has it all together. And it's just like... And then, like, her explanation was, well, I could change him.
No, the fuck you can't.
Not even that. Why do you want to be in a relationship with someone that you have to change? That defeats the purpose of being in a relationship.
Women always think they can change a nigga's mind.
Women try to exert control in different ways. And that's one of their ways of doing it. Feel like I built this nigga from exerting his mind.
Nigga, at this point in my life, I would if a woman was like, oh, yeah, I don't have a car. Can I drive yours?
No.
No! No, you can't drive my car.
You know what? Actually, no, you can. Here's my keys, but shove them up your ass first. Now you can drive.
Now you can drive. Turn ignition
with your butthole.
It is keyless. So all you gotta do is be near the car.
Yeah.
Like, get the fuck out of here. Like,
the fuck?
No, nah, unless.
Every time you fart, you lock the doors.
Yeah, I like, come on, son. Every time you queef, you fucking set up the alarm. like, I don't understand it. Like, I don't know why. You just have to have certain, like, standards. Like, people just, I don't know. That's just me. Maybe that's
then,
just me.
And then what's crazy is, like, where standards can go too far to be like, I don't want to mess with a nigga unless he got.
Yeah.
No, it's two sides of the spectrum.
Yeah, you know?
There's no in between.
Because, but they're also, like especially because, like, chicks who usually mess with, like, hood niggas at, like, a younger age, as soon as they get pregnant by them, and like, doesn't work out. That's like the soberest shit. Now they don't want that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And then it's just like, I've had an experience where maybe like 6 or 8 months ago, she was like, this girl that I used to talk to, she got pregnant by like a hood nigga.
Mm-hmm.
He was in jail, not in the picture, didn't even take care of his son or anything. And it's just like,
she already had a son.
No, he got her pregnant.
Okay.
The girl that I was talking to.
Yeah.
And she was just like, I don't like messing with guys like you. I was like, what do you mean? She was like, I don't like talking to guys that like went to college, have a degree, have a well-paying job, because they feel like they're like
better,
not better, but like they're above messing with girls who have experience with like hood niggas only.
Mm.
And she was like, that's why I don't like talk to niggas like y'all.
I don't even know what to say to that, honestly. Like,
I get what she's saying. Like, I she's not like off.
Yeah, she's saying like that you feel like you're gonna look down upon her.
Not look down on her, she'll just never be good enough. Not that, but like you need to treat me a certain way because you can go back to those type of niggas, low quality niggas. I think she's right.
I mean, I guess, like, is that a compliment or is it a
but
diss?
But she's not the only woman that has said that to me.
Say that again. Let me hear it one more time.
All right, were you listening?
No, I really wasn't.
All right, no, that's what I asked.
I wasn't. All right,
this was the girl that I was talking to about, like, 8 months ago,
mm-hmm.
and she had experience of messing with, like, hood niggas only.
Okay.
And she was saying, And she was talking to me. She was like, I don't like talking to niggas like you because y'all feel like y'all should be treated a certain way because we're above those type of niggas. So she was like, so
well, with respect.
Well, I agree with that.
She's not wrong. That's what I'm saying. Like, she was like,
because I should be treated.
She was like, better. I'm not going to. Then she was like, I usually don't talk to men like that went to college, have a degree, have a well paying job, because y'all feel like y'all have it all together and y'all are the shit. So like, and then like, not that I was threatening her, but I would play around with her, like, well, you can go back to those type niggas, and she would be like,
and that would get her mad.
Yeah, because she would be like, that's what I'm talking about.
Then go back to the niggas. Like, what are you like? This
fucking stupid.
It sounds personal.
I get what she's saying.
I get what she's saying, but it just sounds like you have to do better.
That's stupid. Because you're saying that, first of all, you're also saying that these niggas that you're fucking with aren't worthy of that type of treatment that these people are asking for. Number one, that's already like, you're fucking like disrespecting the niggas that you're fucking with.
Yeah, yeah, low key. Yeah, like
let's start there. And then number two, what are they really asking for you to do? Like, because I never heard no niggas ask for anything outrageous. Out of their partners.
No, I don't. And me and you are the same. I don't like accepting gifts. Like, like I don't even like that shit because like I don't like accepting gifts because that doesn't prove to me how you feel about
me. Yeah, that doesn't matter.
I just feel like you're putting you're putting me in a situation where I feel like you're just guilting me to give you something. Mm. And I don't like that.
But like when you say when she says like y'all feel like y'all are the shit, is it that we feel like we're the shit, or is it we're not gonna tolerate some kind of foolish behavior because it's just unacceptable. Right?
Yeah, I'm not about to sit here and just
take your bullshit. A hood nigga that doesn't have a car is going to be more willing to pull up with your bullshit. You know why? Because you have a car.
You have something
he likes to drive. Yeah,
you're at work.
Because you have something he wants. Now, when a nigga, that's the same thing as like, a dude that makes all the money in the house. It's the same thing. It's literally the same thing. Like, oh, he can't go to certain places because he doesn't have a proper ID or a passport, but you do. Yeah. So you like different shit like that. Yeah. You control him in certain ways.
Yeah.
So you provide, you're a doorway to access to certain things for him.
Mm-hmm.
So that whole like, that just sounds like you trying to just get off by treating men you deal with.
She felt like she was just losing the control. Like,
some women really just like low quality niggas because they feel like if they leave them that they can't do better, so it makes them feel better.
That's also control. Yeah, it's low self-esteem.
Like, you can't do no better than me, so you have no other.
Like, I'm your world.
Yeah, I'm the best.
You ever gonna have.
And it's just like, and
you again, wait a couple like, months, then like, you're going to see, you'll never find nobody better than me.
Like, I'm going back to my cousin who's graduated from law school, and I'm looking at her boyfriend, like, the nigga has face tats. I'm just like,
all right.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, what is wrong with you?
What's wrong with you?
Lower quality than I thought.
What is wrong with you?
Fucking Davies.
But he loves me. He's real.
he's real.
You real stupid.
And you real dumb. Yeah, nah, she had to do better.
All that shit is some type, it's a sick form of control to me.
Yeah.
When I hear that whole, I'd mess with hood niggas. No.
This is the new thing. I don't mess with hood niggas. I just like aggressive niggas.
Aggressive niggas?
Gay? So you like niggas?
Yeah, no, say it.
You like niggas that until you got a fucking knot over your eye.
You like niggas that beat your ass?
Yeah, that aggressive shit is cute until you wake up out of a coma.
A coma.
Oh man, yeah. y'all got it.
So that motherfucker go upside your head with a phone book.
Yeah, and obviously
because the chicken was the season, right?
And obviously doesn't take away from the fact that niggas just have to do better. Yeah, but everybody got to do better. Like, I don't know, man. Don't date down to make yourself feel better.
Yeah. Anything, niggas need to work on themselves first.
Yeah.
And usually, nine times out of ten, if you have, like, the reach to, like, let's just say you magically date up, that's just going to make you want to do better.
Exactly. Like, if your intentions are pure, like, if you just actually like somebody, no matter what the situation they're in, that's different. But if you go looking for a certain type of person that is literally not on your level, just because you feel like you can control
them. It almost sounds it's predatory.
It's prey, yes. You're a fucking predator.
Because, like, that just shows that what you really think about it.
Exactly.
Yes.
That just shows that you feel like that should be a slap in the face. If you're a hood nigga and you're listening to this and she only fucks with hood niggas, look at her funny, alright? Because she don't fuck with you like that.
Especially if she's not even from that background at all. Like,
especially.
Yeah, like,
especially.
It's like, it almost sounds.
Because
You're just a thrill to her.
Yep.
You know, it's a fetish. That sounds like white people that date black people, they don't ever come to, like, Thanksgiving dinner.
Because they're uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's like white people only dating black people because they want mixed kids.
Yo.
Bring that shit around me, I promise.
I'll spit on you.
Okay.
I'm rolling.
Alright, fuck it. 3 for 3. I'm rolling too.
I'm rolling with that.
If you ever try to, that, I don't mean to go off topic, but if you ever try to say you date somebody just so your kids are mixed, that's weird.
Well, that'll be the last day we associate.
Facts.
Yeah, no, there are, and we're saying this because we have
people do it.
People do this.
People have said
it. I've seen people say it on TL.
Yeah, that shit is weird.
Oh yeah,
certified weird.
Last day we associate.
Yeah, right? Absolutely.
We're not making pit bull breeds here.
We're not making Pokemon here. All right, we're making human beings.
Yeah, this isn't the fucking breeding.
That's like, remember the girl that was on the TL talking about how she was mad that her child didn't have light eyes.
Yes,
what was all this for?
I went through 9 months of pregnancy just for you to come out with dark eyes.
Not the fact that you made a living breathing.
Yeah, human. What are you fucking Hitler? Fucking what are you talking about? You fucking turd.
No, the human that you created
has eyes like you.
Just didn't have green eyes.
Eyes like what you thought.
Fucking asshole.
I'm so tired of people. You know what? It reminds me, speaking of that, you see the girl that said babies were born with Alzheimer's?
I heard about that, but I didn't really see that. What was that?
Did you see that?
Yeah, it was the vaccinating shit.
Yeah.
Oh, brother.
First of all, that's another thing. This is a vaccination podcast. Vaccinate your kids. Yeah. Right? I don't play that shit.
Give them niggas shots.
The shots are for illnesses. Vaccinate fucking polio into kids. If you don't vaccinate your kids are going to have polio in 2020 something.
Kids are gonna have the fucking suds.
Yeah, your kids gonna have weak ass legs and walk around with leg braces because you didn't want to give them a flu shot.
Your kids are gonna make it to kindergarten. You understand? That motherfucking their kindergarten seat is gonna be a fucking gravestone.
Your kids' bones are gonna be so fucking frail. No soccer for them. No soccer for little Timmy.
You use fucking kids' bones as chopsticks.
Your kid is gonna slide into second base and disintegrate. Fucking vaccinate your kids.
Your kid's skin could be used as motherfucking car cover, car seat cover. This nigga ain't shit.
Vaccinate your kids. Stop it. And kids get sick all the time. Like, bro,
I've walked around kids. Bowls of disease.
Walking suds, bro. They just be walking around like just fucking sneezing on everything, coughing with their mouth open.
You understand? Those are the humans that you have to teach to cover their mouths.
You have to literally teach them. And you don't want to vaccinate them because you think that you're going to give them Alzheimer's?
At 7? They don't know birth? Shit anyway. Like
Benjamin Button?
This is Robin Williams.
People really just say anything on that app.
People, man, listen, no, but people dead ass don't vaccinate though.
No, they don't.
Like, I've seen anti-vaxxers, that's what they call themselves on like Facebook and shit.
What you know is an anti-vaxxer? I can't say
anything. Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
She lives down the street.
Yeah.
Yeah. Know you're talking about. You know her too. I'm gonna send this to you. Somebody keep talking.
Yeah, somebody say. I just want to know, vaccinate your kids, your kids are going to die if they don't. Fairly soon. Like, quick. Like, I I'm gonna tell you. Let me put it into context for you. Your kids will die before Rihanna's album comes out. Your children are not gonna hear Shaggy on the new Rihanna album.
Absolutely.
You understand it?
Not gonna hear.
That's how quickly your kids will die.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I was talking about.
Yeah. Yeah. Anti-vaxxer, huh?
Did you pull her up?
Yeah, I put it in the group chat.
What a stupid ass.
Yeah.
And she's raising this child.
Yep.
And they have it taken away.
It's going to be in a bubble. It's going to have a fucking bubble child.
A bubble in the sky.
A bubble in the sky. Vaccinate your kids, man.
Actually, one.
All it takes is one call. There's fucking. What's going around right now in China? That fucking niggas got SARS 2.0.
Yeah. It's another SARS?
Yeah, well, it's not SARS, but it's another virus. And like 300 people got it one day, and then the next day, like 5 of them were dead.
Yeah, because so well, niggas are.
And then one nigga flew back from China and flew into Seattle. He got it. So now they're like, oh, it's in America!
Air travel is like the easiest way to
absolutely
spread a virus.
But my thing is, how come that shit happens in China like that? What do they be doing? Like,
you know why?
They just like be walking around coughing in each other's mouths.
Honestly, it's very common in China to walk around with a mask.
Yeah. Is it the air pollution?
Is it the air pollution?
Air quality is very bad.
Air quality is horrible. Yeah. It's shit over there.
It's just fucking fucked.
And not to be, I said it earlier, mm-hmm. like how they're practicing. They really are like in close confinement. Like, mm-hmm. we make jokes about how many people are in China, but really, there are a fuck ton of people in China, and then within China, most of those people are in the big cities.
Yeah.
So when you do that,
hey Siri, what's the population of China?
In 2017, the population of People's Republic of China was 1,409,517,397.
A lot of fucking people. Now, for context, comparison, do America.
Wait, not even a billion. Hey Siri, what's the population of the United States of America?
In 2019, the population of United States of America was 328,239,520.
Quadruple! Nigga, you know how stupid I am? I thought that might have been the population of, I don't know, New Jersey.
No. More than quadruple the amount of people in America.
No wonder why they killed
their daughters. Yeah, that's why they was killing daughters, bro.
They just had to stop doing that.
Like they just had to stop doing that because they were running out of women.
They were running out of women, and niggas.
And now, like the women were so scarce.
It's a fucking sausage fest.
Yeah, it was so scarce of pussy in China that the price of pussy skyrocketed. Men didn't have jobs; they couldn't even afford wives. Like it was terrible. There was just no pussy out there. Imagine that. And there's billions.
That was me from like...
Dude, that was me from like 22 to 24. Nigga, I was...
There is no pussy.
No pussy.
Man, but not...
Speaking of travel, air travel, did you see the travel ban Trump is implementing?
Yeah, he basically told Nigerians they can't go home.
Yeah.
Yeah, they got a ban on all open-toed shoes.
No Jollof in the United States.
No Jollof.
Imagine if all the Nigerians have to stay here.
They said, Burna Boy, get the fuck out.
get the fuck out. Grab a nigga by the fucking... Yeah. Him and WizKid.
Yeah. Him and John Boyega. Mandalorian for you, nigga.
Did they even... What was the reason?
I don't know.
Is it just the open-toed sandals? Let me see. is that really it?
It was a couple other countries, though.
It was Tanzania,
Nigeria, and Sudan.
That's so random because niggas is literally at war with... damn near on the brink of war with Iran. You would have thought he did it for them or, like, countries in that area.
You got time for that.
Like, yeah, travel ban to add Nigeria, Sudan, Tanzania, and Eritrea. Why are you banning Eritrea? What the fuck?
Eritrea, like, why?
What are we...
I don't know.
It doesn't even say why.
I don't know.
This guy's an idiot.
He just... Can they, like...
We got 4 more years of this shit.
Can they just, like, not do this? Not if we got something to say about it.
No, we getting this thing. I can't do it.
Yeah, all right. There's no way.
There's no way.
There is no. This man was on the brink of impeachment.
There's no way. He got impeached. Well, he got impeached.
I mean, he's still in here. No, technically, he got impeached by only the House, right?
Yeah.
But I mean, he's not. Well, he's still the president. He's not going nowhere.
All right, but like,
he has to get impeached by.
This is why I think he's going to win again. Right? Have you ever met a Trump supporter that says, "All right, man, maybe I should have voted for him"?
You know, no. I can't remember the last time I met a Trump supporter who actually admitted it.
Exactly.
Because they're pussy.
But I think they're going to not be as... They're not going to come out as much because they're shamed. They're not going to come out as much and vote. Like he got all those farmer motherfuckers to come out and vote.
Then he fucked them. He fucked them.
And he fucked them.
Then he bailed them out, though.
How'd he bail them out?
He bailed them out.
What do you mean bailed them out?
Like, you know how, like, President Obama bailed out bailed out the banks.
Oh, he did?
Yeah.
He did the same thing for the
farmers. He did the same thing for the farmers. That's what I'm saying. They're not that bad. He bailed them out. Mm. The only thing he really did, that's what I'm saying. Like, I think he's going to get elected again.
I don't think he's going to get it again, man.
Well, one, it's just like, I feel like, especially with our age group, we need a Democrat in office. Especially like, we need like Elizabeth Warren or Bernie. Just for like the student loans, because mm-hmm. like look at our age.
Oh, group. Please get rid of that.
Because no, it is. Keep, that's why they keep that's calling why people me. Our age they're not are getting buying it. Houses. How many of our friends that have moved out, they don't have a house; they just rent an apartment.
Yeah,
because it's just not reasonable to have. Like even like for instance, when I left the gym and I was dropping my girl off home, we saw in her neighborhood four signs of foreclosure.
Yeah.
Like, bruh, like, people can't afford their mortgage.
Yeah. So it's just not enough pay out here.
It's not. It is. And you've said it before. We're just living in a time where you can't have one source of income. You can't.
Impossible.
Like, imagine if you didn't DJ. You had to rely on just your one track.
I'd be out here sucking dick or something.
Exactly.
Selling pussy.
Yeah.
Because there's no way in hell that I would be fine. Like, yeah, I would have an OnlyFans.
Yeah, I was talking to Gary on Tuesday, and he was just like, I have to have two jobs.
Yeah, I told Gary, I was like, bro, you need sales.
Because my student loans are just so bad right now.
Yeah.
So it's just like...
It's impossible.
And it's just like Trump, he's not going to, and he's never mentioned...
I don't think he's
ever going to cancel it. Because he doesn't represent the people that need to cancel it.
The debt is ridiculous.
And it's just like... I always get so confused with, like, working-class men and women who vote for him. Like, how are you benefiting from his presidency?
He hates you.
Yeah.
You stand for everything he's against.
Yeah. I don't get it. I don't get it at all.
Really? You get it. Racism, man.
That's all it is.
That's all it is. That's how strong and deep-rooted racism is in this country.
Yeah.
That a nigga like that can get elected and possibly get elected twice. You understand?
They don't give a fuck.
And we know who he is. His biggest, like, claim to fame up until then was being on a fucking TV reality show.
Yo.
That was it.
He's a real estate agent. That became the president of the United States.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And grabbed a couple pussies on the way.
That was the main thing, though. Like, people were just like, man, he's rich. Like, he knows how to get rich, so we can get rich.
Yeah, but it's like, a difference when you
like what? Into like, that shit. There's people who literally wanted him to be president just because he was rich. And I don't even think he's as rich as everybody thinks he is.
No.
I'm about positive he's not.
I know it's a lot of... Oprah would blow that nigga out the water.
Big bang tank, little bang tank over?
Little bang. Like, he would fucking... She would have fucking Trump on his knees eating doo-doo crumbs out of her butthole.
Stedman already does that.
Oh, yeah,
Stedman. move over, Stedman. 40. There's a new crumb eater in town.
Important announcement.
Yeah.
I know I'm in a relationship, right? Okay. But I want to speak on behalf of me and my girl, Rihanna. We're single.
Oh, yeah.
You see who she was hanging out with the other day?
We're ready to single. Who else?
Chris Brown? Drake?
Your spotted together.
Dwayne. He couldn't wait.
He couldn't.
Nah,
that's the first thing he couldn't wait.
Well, no, Rihanna, she might have already been hanging out with him. Like,
yeah, because, I mean, she was with that Arabic dude for 2 years.
2 years?
Yeah.
I've never even... I think I saw pictures of them together maybe once.
And the only pictures that you see of them are them arguing.
Wow. What the fuck? What do you even have in common with the Arabic prince?
With money.
I mean, you both have money. Money. But I think it's probably interesting. Nah, I think... Nah, but look at it from her point of view. Like, I'm dating a man who doesn't need anything from me.
Hmm. Yeah, and then you got Drake. Shit, he needs... Crybaby ass nigga.
He need to smell that coochie.
That nigga needs everything. Niggas caught me slipping. That's okay, so what?
I would... Yo.
Drake probably gets on her nerves. Like, remember the like, absolutely.
100%. You see that video of him just laughing mad? I'm like, like, he had a, like a probably, fucking hyena?
Like, she probably said, I don't know, like, I farted. He was like, like, he couldn't, like, he couldn't.
No know. Way. No fucking way. Word?
Yeah, you're fucking funny, bro. You're fucking funny. Like, you're
standing funny, like, Ookie? Ookie?
Like, and then he tried to kiss her on stage or whatever. No,
that,
like,
that was
bad. That nigga's embarrassing. Drake is very embarrassing.
That's some selfish
shit. You know what's crazy? In the interview that he just did, he was just saying that, like, that relationship was just so severed that they could never do music again. Hanging out.
Oh, shut up. Oh,
my God.
Shut up.
Shut the fuck up.
He sounds like a fucking...
Puss?
A pussy. A fucking hurt bitch. That's what he sounds like. I don't think we could ever find ourselves in that bed. As soon as he
niggas
said,
a simp.
As soon as she probably sent out that text, what you doing? I can be right there in 5 minutes.
I ain't doing nothing.
Air Canada. Air Drake.
Air Drake. Put his clothes on. He dushed himself.
Air Drake over to London.
Fucking douches.
Yeah, Drake definitely waxes his taint.
He yes, yes. That,
like,
and he spit shines his balls.
That nigga definitely gets his taint waxed. Legs up.
Yeah, nigga. He uses Party Next Door's handkerchief.
Speaking of that, he's supposed to be dropping music this month, and
doing a lot of things.
Nobody's heard anything. Like,
and the songs that he dropped,
they were just all right. Like, yeah. Like Loyal was cool. It obviously wasn't like a super banger. The News was like classic Party Next Door shit, but again, yeah, not like not a super banger. So he's supposed to be putting out an album this month, but looks like the nigga might be pump faking us. I mean, he got. Until next week, so
yeah. If those are the two songs that are gonna be like, if that's the album, you can stop giving Drake your best shit.
Yeah, absolutely, 1,000%.
It's just not working out.
Speaking of music, did y'all hear Davies do the Box remix?
Yo,
are we all in agreement that Davies actually fucking sucks?
Yeah. Yep. I've been saying this for years.
Jigs up again in the box. Give it again in the box. Give it again in the box.
He just looks... He's a good-looking dude. That's really it.
He's a handsome man.
That nigga's like... What'd you say? He's like Michael B. Jordan?
Yeah, he's a Michael B. Jordan rap.
He's not really that good at his job, but he looks good.
Yeah, but he's nice to look at. He's fun to look at.
Like, yeah. Do you listen to Dave Eastkew?
No, he doesn't have a warehouse job.
No, he doesn't work for UPS. No, he doesn't work 12-hour shifts at Amazon. Yeah. No, we don't listen to Dave East.
They sell weed out the back of Amazon.
Sell weed during your lunch
break. Sell weed out the back of said Amazon?
Yeah, man, this is hitting somebody right in the chest right now. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Sorry.
But you should stop listening to Dave East. Give it up again in the box. Give it up again in the box. He sucks. He sucks. Like, I can't even play his music. Like, nobody... You know how I know he sucks? Nobody has ever asked me to play Dave East. Ever.
Ever. Who the fuck?
He's just a better-looking Votto. That's it.
Votto.
Votto.
Wow.
That's really what Dave East is. He's just Votto that looks better.
Wow.
He's just Votto the model.
Votto the model.
Wow.
That's the episode title.
Votto the model.
Votto the model.
Yikes.
Oh, man.
That's it.
Yeah, man, you can really get put on out here if you talk.
Yeah.
And he's a hood.
He's a crip, right?
He's a
Muslim crip.
Yeah.
That played basketball.
He had
a road to success.
Yeah.
But life was hard.
Life was hard.
Then he started rapping. He chose the streets.
Now he has money.
Yeah.
He's successful off the streets. Like, get the fuck out of here.
And he got chains with pictures of fallen loved ones.
Yeah, but he's still a crip, but he respects his religion.
And he has three friends named Mugga.
Mugga, Rugga, and Bugga.
Mugga Rail. Mugga Chris.
Yeah, Chris Rue. Mob Rue. Rail Rue.
The ladies love it, man.
We really going in on Dave.
The ladies love it. I mean, I don't want to be a hater. I guess the ladies love it.
Because you can't even like quote a Davies bar.
I've never listened to a Davies song all the way through.
Nope. Well, the Davies bar is, yo, it's Davies.
Hey, yo, it's Davies.
Hey, yo, it's Davies.
Nah, I could quote whatever he said in that Shiggy interview. What did he say?
Yo, it's Davies.
Yo, it's Davies.
That's it.
Oh, man, listen, I don't even know anybody that listens to Davies.
No, because that's unfortunate. You know, a lot of people have self-respect.
Yeah, that's true. Anything else happen in music?
With the song that Future and Drake dropped,
mm-hmm.
Is that just a Future song that's going to be on the album, or is that like
two songs in one for real?
No, like, or is that just like, are we going to get a When It's Time to Be Alive?
I think we're going to get another one.
I think that song easily could have been a summer banger if they would have waited. But, you know, I think we are going to get another What a Time to Be Alive. It definitely had that vibe. It was definitely another case of Future featuring Drake, which is all What a Time to Be Alive
That's
was.
Really all that it is.
It was
is.
Future featuring Drake.
Because, like, it was Rory. He was talking about it. He was just saying that, like, Drake can indulge in Future's world,
mm-hmm.
but he doesn't think that Future can indulge in Drake's world. So he was like, that's why What a Time to Be Alive is just a bunch of Future songs with Drake features. I think that's true.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
Because I don't think that Future carried Drake on Life is Good.
I don't think Future carried Drake at all. I think Drake actually had the better part.
I think
he had the more quotables.
He had more quotables.
Yeah.
Future's part was just way longer.
Yeah. That's really way longer. Like, yeah, the second half of that song is actually long as fuck.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, that shit is fire. But
I like the song, though.
Yeah, I like the song. Drake definitely killed it. But I think it might lead into another What It's Time to Be Alive. Or even if they call it something different.
Yeah.
Because
I personally like What It's Time to Be Alive.
I do too.
I like that.
Diamonds Dancing?
Oh, look,
nigga.
Live from the gutter?
And you know what I need from you when I get home. Nigga said, doing me dirty. He was so pissed. I listened to I rewind that part back every time I listen to it. He was so upset. Who heard Drake like that to sing like that in that song?
I like that. Whoever heard
yeah,
him,
whoever
you heard him again.
Do it again. Yeah. Heard him again.
Was that before Rihanna?
That was definitely after.
Yeah.
100% after.
Yeah.
Doing me dirty.
I'm drinking this bag. This is dangerous.
That's dangerous, man.
That's a dangerous nigga right there, bro. Like,
even like with Jaded, he was really in his bag.
He's just a corny ass nigga, man. He was in the super bag with Jaded. Yeah. Super bag. Shout out to that man.
Yeah. Love the music. Never want to meet him.
Nah. I would want to meet Drake. I think I would. You know what? Drake is one of those niggas you just laugh at. Like we laughing at you, nigga. Like, exactly what Flex was saying. Like, yes. You just laugh at him. Like, he's just a goofy ass nigga.
Any man in his 30s that just gets his ear pierced, you can't trust
him. He did just do that.
You can't trust him.
Not at all. He might as well get a mohawk.
Might as well.
Like, if that's the route we're going.
Exactly.
But
if that's the route we're going.
I don't know. Drake is funny. You know what else I wanted to talk about?
Is there any other music thing before we leave the topic?
No.
Not really. Nothing else really happened that I can think of. What? We did want to talk about the box thing, I guess, with Roddy Ricch and Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber. Yeah, it's pretty embarrassing. Yo, I don't think we got a chance to really talk about it last episode.
I'm going outside.
Yo,
Justin Bieber's going out super
you
sad.
You love to see this.
Oh, hell yeah.
Absolutely love to see this.
Yeah.
Selena Gomez and Justin Bieber, you fucking pasty white tokens. Are going out sad.
Y'all are perfect for each other. They're perfect for each other.
It is beautiful to see. I love it. You understand? Because basically, if you guys aren't, you know, privy, you guys have no context, I will provide. We will provide.
Do that.
You know, Justin, okay, so Roddy Ricch, what's his name? Roddy Ricch, right?
Yeah.
Put out a song called The Box, which is fire. It's been taking over the internet. Everybody's been making their TikToks and their memes and different things. They even had the white man that looks like a school parent singing it in his car. It's amazing. It's going to be on Ellen soon. Ellen's going to sing it somewhere. I know it's going to be great.
Yep.
Right? It's really on fire right now. Now, if you know, it's blazing all the charts, and you think, right now, if you're a music executive, you'll probably think, right now is not the best time to release a single if I'm trying to go number one, because ain't nothing fucking with this box shit.
Yeah.
Well, not the niggas at Justin Bieber's label.
They underestimated the power of the box.
Okay. They not only did they put out a song called Yummy, they put out a trash song.
You don't like it?
That shit is
you ass. You don't like Yummy? Corey, you don't like Yummy?
I don't like Justin Bieber.
I like Justin Bieber. I don't like this song.
He's very talented.
Yummy is fire.
This shit is bad. This shit is whack.
That shit is catchy. It's a good song. It's just like
yummy, yummy, yummy. That's all I need.
Yummy, I like it. It's just not a number one song. That's all.
The start of the song is the chorus.
Yeah,
that should never be the case. That's the part I'm supposed to look forward to.
That's true.
That's the song.
I just don't think it's a number one hit. No, it's just not. I don't think it sucks.
He wanted it to be a number one hit just because he's Justin Bieber.
Yeah, he wanted it to be number one because it's Justin Bieber. He hasn't dropped a song in a while.
That shit is a two pack of ass.
Nah, he rolled that out because that's why he apologized for saying the N word to us.
And then he apologized for that?
He did.
Recently?
Yeah, on Twitter.
But he said that shit when he was like 12, right?
Older than that.
He was like one less lonely nigga.
Like 14. He was chainsaw.
Oh yeah, run nigga. That was the same. Yeah, that was the same interview. It was the same interview. He was telling nigger jokes.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
He changed his own song into one less lonely nigga. And then said, what does a black person say when they're running from somebody or whatever? Run nigga, whatever it was.
Like what?
Yeah, I don't know. But
been a little more creative than that.
Yeah, that was whack.
Actually, I have. We're gonna play that.
What the apology?
One less lonely.
Oh wow! Yeah, do that.
I gotta see.
Say, where my headphones, guys? Don't fucking set them off.
Here it is. Songster of the lovely track "Yummy," Justin Bieber.
One less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga. One less lonely nigga. Gonna be one less nigga. If I kill you, I'll be part of the KKK. That there'll be one less lonely nigga.
There's like niggas giggling in the background.
That's Selena Gomez.
Nah. I was about to say, get the fuck out of here. But I think it's like, he was a kid. And he was being recorded on a camera. And where were the adults? Were they
in the background? Filming.
They pressed record.
That was a studio camera quality camera right there.
It was.
He like one less lonely nigga.
And somebody's in the background giggling.
Yeah.
Man, that is ugly.
They were fucking tickled.
That is the ugly truth right
now. You think I want to listen to that shit? You want to listen to anything that comes out of that nigga's mouth?
He said, if I kill you, you'll be in the KKK or whatever.
Like, they have initiation like it's the Crips.
Yeah, that was
don't take anybody.
That was distasteful.
Yeah. So, he makes Yummy, you know. Same dude who made that made Yummy.
Yeah.
Surprisingly, it doesn't go number one. It's stuck.
What is it? It's still at number two, I think.
I don't know, but it's just not number one.
Yeah.
So this nigga goes on a whole like rampage of like, he's on Twitter and Instagram. Hey guys,
he's like, woe is me. I really want to go number one. Da 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 da. If you can please stream Yummy, blase blase.
Can you please stream Yummy?
Niggas on here looking.
It's been a dream of mine ever since I was singing "One Less Lonely Nigga."
Like he's never had a number one.
Like, it's just really been something that I wanted to do. Blah 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 blah.
You don't know he has Lyme disease.
He does.
He has Lyme disease.
Stop hanging around deer more.
Yeah, I don't know how to fuck.
Need to get lemon disease.
Somebody said Scooter Braun, his manager, will give him the cure for Lyme disease if he went number one.
What is Lyme disease?
Lyme disease. Yeah, let's ask Siri. Hey Siri, what is Lyme disease?
When you don't have enough.
Here's
lemons.
What I found.
Spread by ticks.
I'm not gonna explain.
The fuck is Justin Bieber doing around
Lyme
ticks?
Disease? I don't know. Lyme disease, also known as Lyme borreliosis.
All right.
It gives you rashes. The symptoms are fever, headaches, and tiredness.
Yeah.
That's why on the videos it looks sleepy.
Yeah, on his, well, his side effects that make him look like a fucking meth addict.
If it goes untreated, it can paralyze sides of your face, joint pains, severe headache, neck stiffness, and mess with your heart a little bit.
And it also makes you not go number one.
Really?
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Really?
This actually sounds like a pain in the ass.
Like, no. Nah.
If I was Justin Bieber,
it's very treatable.
I'd be pissed.
Yeah, because you can't go number one, man, can you? You're only out here taking number two.
Number two.
You're only out here
pooping. His song situation is kind of like his Lyme disease situation. Always number two. Never number one. So he's going around saying, please, guys, stream it. Stream it when you're sleeping.
Come on, man. Come on, man.
Yummy, man.
Yummy, man.
I'll suck your dick, man.
So then shortly after that, as if that wasn't a fucking enough, his ex, that was his ex, right? Selena Gomez? She also was getting piped down by The Weeknd. She gets on Instagram
looking like a brat's dog,
looking like a fucking moron. She's like, hey guys, I know I don't normally do this, but if you can really go stream my album, it'd be really cool because I put so much hard work in blase, blase, blah.
I work really, really hard.
Because Roddy Rich doesn't work really, really hard.
Apparently. Yeah, he.
Because he's nobody
coming
else.
From the bottom.
Yeah, literally. Go stream his song, The Bottom.
Then she tried to shoot him some bed. Like, I heard he's a really great artist. You don't know shit fuck about Roddy Rich, bitch.
You don't know shit about him.
You don't know nothing about war, baby.
You know nothing about that.
Nothing.
You don't know nothing about them.
You were like, Richie Rich. I love
Richie.
That movie.
Yeah, Richie Rich. Fuck out of here. So then Roddy basically trolls both of them, and he was like, getting on Twitter, like, yo, go stream Yummy by Justin Bieber. Go stream whatever by Selena Gomez. You might listen to that bullshit. Right? Mm-hmm. So. I mean, neither one of them are going to get number one. It's pretty funny that Selena didn't get it, though, because she actually has the most followers on Instagram.
Yeah. I think she broke the record for most likes on the picture.
Yeah, she did.
I think she broke Beyonce's.
Which is crazy, because I don't know anybody who listens to Selena Gomez, and I have a 10-year-old niece, and she's never even said that bitch's name. So, like, I don't know, who does this?
She has 166 million followers.
That is fucking insane. And you're telling me you can't get number one?
She's probably nice to look at. I don't want to hear that shit.
Nobody wants to hear her music. But either way, Roddy Rich, well deserved. He's been on a tear for the last about a year and a half now since he really, really started. But shout out to that young man.
Yeah, man, keep it going. Keep it going. Yeah,
that's my boy. Y'all want to talk about sports for a little bit?
No.
Whoa, wait.
What?
What else
you got? Whoa.
Did I miss something?
Whoa, yes. Yes, you did.
What?
You know who's really on a tear? Let me give you a hint. He said he doesn't know.
Who's on tear?
Somebody pass me some smaller. Right.
Who?
We talked about
you know. You'll hear it in one sec. Listen, on this podcast, we have a few. We don't have many heroes. You know, in today's day and age, there's not a lot of heroes nowadays. You know, Donald Trump is.
Don't worry about Nick.
He's fucking bringing the world to ruin. R. Kelly's in jail. Wale is still making music.
They gave that nigga a Tiny Desk concert.
Yeah. And you know, and I just, it's sometimes where it seems hopeless, you know. But you know what I can always count on? Even when I can't count on him, I can count on Mr. Orlando Brown. to give me some
time. Yo,
I can count on him to say or do or say
anything,
something that could, that gives me nothing short of pure joy in my heart. So does everybody have headphones that they can hear this?
I'm good. I know exactly what you're about to play.
I'm good. You just play, bro. All right, so I'm about to just play this real quick. Well, I want y'all to hear so y'all can react, so we can have some. Grab some headphones. So, here, Corey, here, take these.
I love this podcast.
Yeah, it's really
shout out to Q. You know what? You're the MVP.
Shout out to Q. We got headphone functionality. We got phone functionality, so we can make phone calls on this hoe now.
Yeah, now y'all can stop bothering me about coming on, and we can actually just call your ass.
Yeah, and we can just do it.
Stop breathing up all my fucking air.
Making it hot down here with your nigger heat.
With your nigger heat.
Shit. We can just keep it cool down here. We can just kick it on the phone.
Keep the thermostat nice and regulated. Fucking cool.
And I can stop acting like I'm really listening and just hang up.
Like Peppa Pig.
So we all tapped in like 4X.
Tap in.
All right.
This sounds so much better.
Cheating.
Yeah, why aren't you trading? Why aren't you trading?
Why aren't you listening to Orlando?
Oh, don't worry about Nick. Nick, okay, look, fine.
He says, okay, fine. Don't worry about Nick.
Fine, okay? You want me to tell everybody? You want me to let everybody know about that?
The cat's about to come out the bag, guys.
Nick, I let you suck my dick.
He said he let.
Okay. Fine, I said. I let Nick suck my dick. And I liked it. It was okay. Nick, you suck my dick.
I liked everybody it. Knows you did. It was okay. He gave him a fair raving but review.
Nick, you suck my dick. I didn't want to say that. You know? Nick been sucking
dick. That's how he got that drum line, son.
Nick, you know you've been sucking dick.
Yo, what?
You know
you've been sucking dick.
You don't want me on wild enough. Nick been sucking dick. Nick been, everybody in the world gonna be like, Nick been sucking dick.
This nigga is burnt the fuck out. Strung out.
He gonna be on the next Wild Style.
Yeah.
Wild Style. And Nick this been sucking dick.
It's gonna work too. Watch. He's gonna end up on Wild and Out.
You know what? I wouldn't be surprised. Yeah. If he was.
Because Nick Cannon's gonna be like, no, I'm gonna just help this young brother out. I'm gonna do my due diligence and help him out.
Diligence?
Yeah, diligence. my due diligence and help this young brother out.
Oh, man.
Because Nick Cannon actually put a whole paragraph out.
I kind of. Alright, so I guess.
You're gonna read it?
This is
lengthy.
Yeah, it's girthy. It's fucking
yeah.
Rob Piper long.
Wait, Zion.
If you're not at work, Google that.
Yo, Zion scored 17 straight points.
Damn.
In the fourth quarter.
And still took it out.
Agenda. I think he went four for four.
From three.
Yeah,
he never went 2 for 2 in his entire life on any level.
He went crazy.
That's actually good for him. I'm happy for him. That's dope. Shout out to him.
Yeah. All right.
Anyway.
Here's an Instagram post from
Nick Cannon.
So long. Nick Cannon at user Nick Cannon. And I quote, "When I first saw this, I thought it was fucking hilarious." Laughing emoji, cucumber, wet. Red marks, laughing emojis. Cute. But then after putting a little cognitive... Oh. He put cognitive effort into...
Is he a fucking psychologist now?
An analytical... Well, he has a Howard degree, LZ.
Oh, wow. Because he went to class.
He went to Howard with a turban.
Because I believe any of
them. They don't hand turbans out to anybody. Jesus. I figured what a great opportunity for a teachable moment. First of all, let me say I'm praying for the young brother Orlando, even though I don't really know him personally. I've always loved and enjoyed his talent, and I've been a fan of his past work. Yeah, well, he said you loved his talent. That's what he said.
Yeah, that's what he said.
He was fucking Brandon Major Payne and had all of us, that's all laughing, and that's our reason. But this is another crucial example of when we allow our young artists to be prematurely exposed by this demonic business and left out to fend for themselves. Well, he didn't say nothing about being premature. I think he might have busted on time.
I think he got you right in the mouth. He hit you with the cannon.
The cannon. We need better support systems for our youth and take care of our own. I think he's older than you, Nick.
He might be. I know
Orlando Brown is older than this. Let's see.
Find out how old Nick is. I'll find out, bro. Orlando's 32.
32?
Nah, Nick's older than him,
bro. By like 4 years max.
Nick's gotta be in his close to 40.
No.
I don't think so, man. Yeah, like, but you said Orlando's 32. He's 39. I mean, that's close.
Okay.
Either way, 7 years, that ain't nothing too bad, right?
Yeah, at all.
Right.
That ain't nothing to bat your eyes at, is it?
I watch various of these young brothers' videos, and all I see is a cry for help. So I don't know if there are any real leaders or solid individuals in this young man's life, but let's embrace him and tighten him up. So he doesn't become another lost victim to these Hollywood circumstances. I indeed believe this brother has the God-given talent to be on Wild and Out.
Yeah, see?
But this definitely ain't the way to audition. This actually hurts my heart to see what we have allowed Orlando, along with various other young, gifted performers we grew up loving, to just dwindle away as these corporations made their billions off of them. Now, due to substance abuse and diagnosed psychiatric disorders, our loved ones are now aimlessly begging for the attention they were once given, instead of the help they actually need, all while we sit back and just laugh. The most irresponsible parties involved in all this is our media, specifically the cultural conscience, for us to continue to post slander and tear one another down for clickbait to make these white supremacy propaganda platforms more money is asinine and deplorable. These cannibalistic tactics only destroy us, really, and post like this, who wins? We might chuckle, joke, pass the gossip on through our low frequency vibrations. See, you had me up until you said low frequency vibrations.
What the fuck?
But does it truly make you feel good, especially knowing that there are higher powers looking down at your eye hole, so I hold at heart radio complex world star accountable? Shut the fuck up.
Do you really think they give a fuck about anything you just said?
You just wrote a whole book.
Just say,
like,
I hope he needs help. He needs help. That's what I'm saying.
All you have to do is say, I'm praying for him.
I'm praying for him. He needs help.
I hate people that use a lot of words to say nothing.
Yep.
That really bothers.
You're overanalyzing and trying to make it seem like you're
smart. Sound smart.
You're Nick Cannon, bro. Ain't nobody trying to get that from you. Ain't nobody trying to hear really much from you.
Yeah. They can play the drums.
Yeah, like. Excuse me, go produce the show. Like,
you wasn't saying that when you snuffed the fat nigga.
Wait, what?
In Drumline.
Oh, in Drumline. Yeah. I'm about to say he punched the nigga.
Yeah, snuffed the nigga that was eating his mouthpiece.
Mm-hmm. So aggressive. Gosh.
So aggressive. Nigga's eating his mouthpiece. Eating his chin strap. Punched that nigga in the face.
That nigga was munching on that chin strap. I mean, like, God damn, what?
Because he used your drum set.
Yeah. But I feel like Orlando Brown only said what he said about Nick Cannon. Obviously, Orlando Brown is crazy. But I think he specifically said him because he knew he's going to get a reaction out of Nick Cannon. Like, if that's anybody else, is anybody really reacting to that? Probably not. Like,
not nobody would say it.
Because you're going to lose regardless because it's Orlando Brown.
Yeah, it's Orlando Brown. There's no win. Like,
but I'm saying all that to say this. Who do you think is going to win in a fight? When they fight? Because they're going to fight.
And Nick or Orlando? Mm-hmm. Orlando would murder that nigga. I think he would literally start eating him.
He would eat that nigga's face.
Nick got lupus, first of all.
Starting with the top. Oh.
Yeah, he punched that nigga once and it's over.
Yeah.
He caved that nigga's chest in.
Yeah, that make you weak.
That don't help none.
That nigga will take the long sleep.
That's what I'm saying. Knock his turban clean off.
The back of his head.
Knock that nigga off, might die off an open neck.
He at least getting knocked out.
An open neck.
Open neck.
Oh, Nick got a fresh cut. Yeah. Hey, he slap that nigga to an oblivion.
That nigga would have survived in middle school. That nigga would have been did it in the dead.
An open neck.
Oh, this man. This would have been like, here lies Nick Cannon. At least he had a fresh cut.
Here lies Nick Cannon. Death caused by Tipper.
No, those were worth that. When I got hit with one of those, I really preferred
that. Oh, man. You got hit with a Tipper?
I really would have wished I just laid down and
especially
died.
Especially when it caught one of your nuts. Oh man. Jesus Christ.
I really wish I just...
That should make your nuts just crawl back up inside you.
Lay down and die. And like
your nuts
dog.
Are just looking at you like, what's going on out here? It's bad. Yeah, but that would definitely take Nick Cannon right the fuck out. But Orlando Brown would literally murder that nigga.
Yeah.
Like, it wouldn't even be close.
And then eat his entrails. Like chitlins.
Yo, Orlando Brown's crazy. Nah, he definitely needs help, though.
100%.
I don't know who needs help, though, more than him or Antonio. The Browns just ain't...
The Browns!
If your last name is Brown, it's not legal.
You are fucked up.
You are fucked. Mm.
AB, so what's up? AB got like a warrant, right, for his arrest?
Yeah, he threw a rock at a truck driver.
Was there any reason behind this?
We don't know yet.
Like, did the truck driver ride by and be like, yo, fuck Antonio Brown? Even if he did, I feel like that's not warranted.
Yeah, so him and his personal trainer got arrested.
His trainer got arrested, but he just has a warrant out. So they didn't come get him yet.
Yeah.
But I know his has no bond. Like, so once they get him, that's it. Like, you ain't getting out.
Yeah.
I even know. Well, he lives in Florida, right?
Yep.
So you better get the fuck out of there. That's your first mistake, Bill. Still being in Florida.
Yeah.
Mistake number one.
I told y'all, if he doesn't get on a team this year, this nigga is going to jail.
He needs to go to jail. He needs to be humbled.
Yeah.
I mean, he just has too many issues. Like, his life is moving way too fast right now for him, and it's because of him. So he just needs to slow the fuck down.
And then on top of that, he's already kind of like touched in the head already a little bit.
Yeah, he's like
dwindling. He's from Florida, so they're already like...
Yeah. He's dwindling.
He's so combative.
Combative.
They are. By birth, naturally.
Yeah, that nigga... I don't know, man. He has way too much talent, like, to be like this, and it sucks. I knew he was going crazy when he dyed his mustache blonde. That's when I knew the CZE was kicking in. It was stomping in.
The young Jeezy came in.
Yeah, it did.
Yeah.
This is really Vontaze Burfict's fault.
All of it.
That nigga was smacking the fuck out of him every time. Them niggas played twice a year. He was beating his ass. Literally.
Like a goddamn drum.
Like a fucking drum. Every chance he got, he was hitting Antonio Brown upside his head.
That nigga pedigreed that nigga.
Yeah. Yo. Fucking face to the dirt.
Yeah.
Had a nigga in a Benoit crossface.
God.
Yeah. I don't know. Do y'all see Antonio Brown ever playing in the league again?
Nope.
Nah. How is he old? Is he? He's not 30 yet, is he?
He's 30.
He's 30.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, nah.
He's done.
That didn't do his age though.
Well, I mean, because I think he's gonna be out the league for at least another year.
And time's a waste.
31.
31.
Yeah. He'll be 32 in July.
Yeah. So 32 in July. So let's just say because this season's over. So let's just say he goes all off season and he clears his name or whatever. And he can finally get back on the team.
He's coming in the league at 33.
He'll come back. No. I mean, if he comes back into the league next season, he's going to get suspended. All right?
At least.
He's going at least. Corey, how many games is he going to do? At least how many? What's the league's favorite number for a nigga?
Eight?
Yeah, I say it's six. They love that six-game shit. So he get at least six, maybe eight. And I feel like, depending on the team that he comes back to, he might play those last however many games, and then he'll have one more season after that. Like a full season and then curtains. Because I mean the dude still can ball. Like we saw him ball it early this season for the Patriots. So
but you gotta wade through a river of shit.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
To begin the ball and deal with him while he's playing there.
Absolutely. But I mean we'll see. It just depends on if he can get his act together. You know, once his life kind of slows down, once he goes through all this legal shit, mm-hmm. you know, I think he'll have, I think he has 1.5 seasons left in the league. That's about it. I'll give him that at most, but other than that, I think it's pretty much slow for him. Y'all think he's still a Hall of Famer? Does that, does this like take him out? Because he was a Hall of Famer already. Like
he was, yeah, he was. I think this takes him out just because he's such a fucking headache, bro.
Yeah, because if
T.O. He is what the media wants Odell to be.
He is what the media thinks all the diva wide receivers are.
Yeah,
Randy Moss, T.O., definitely T.O.
Yeah, but T.O. never.
That's what I'm saying. Ever. Like. That's what they. That's
Randy Moss too. Never
exactly.
Yeah, Randy Moss never got in trouble, did he?
No, he smoked weed when he was a teenager.
Yeah,
that's it.
T.O. never got in trouble. He was just loud and black. Yeah. They didn't like that. I was like, I don't know how else to say it. He didn't like that very much. Loud black nigger. That's all it was.
I love sports media. They are making up stats for this nigga Zion, man.
They're gonna give him all type of records.
Nah, ESPN tonight. Is infamous for that. They'll make up a stat.
They're gonna give him. He's the first left-handed. He's the first left-handed nigga over 250 pounds to score 4
free. It feels like he has the most debut points in franchise probably history. True. So
and
what does that mean?
He has the most points out of anyone to ever play in the state of Louisiana. Yeah. Like what? What the fuck is that? What? I don't know. They're gonna give him some type of record though. Fuck ESPN.
Speaking of fuck ESPN, y'all want to go to sports?
Yeah. Oh yeah, for sure. We here. It was something I was about to say. As far as sports, I don't remember what it was. It wasn't the Aaron Rodriguez. I mean, Aaron Hernandez thing.
Oh,
you know what? I just found out that a cop recorded that.
Yeah, he got suspended too.
Yeah, I didn't know that. Mm-hmm. That was crazy. If you haven't seen Delonte West, he used to play with LeBron in Cleveland. He was on the Celtics for a little bit. Before that, his claim to fame was going to St. Joe's with Jameer Nelson, and they went pretty far in the tournament. And that was a really huge thing for like this area. But now he's basically like all strung out on drugs. He has a family. I don't know where they are. But we've seen multiple pictures and videos of him just kind of just in the streets, just looking really crazy. Like his hair is not cut. He looks dirty. He just looks really unkept. Like it's bad. And a lot of people are thinking that the NBA needs to step in or somebody. Like I know, a couple people were like reaching out via Twitter saying like, yo, where is he at? I'm going to get him out of wherever he is. So, I mean, it's cool to see athletes, trying to team up and help him out. But this hasn't been anything new. This has been going on for a few years now. So the fact that people are really starting to like be serious about getting them help now, I just hope it's not too late for them. But I don't know. How'd y'all feel about seeing that video?
I mean, I kind of felt bad just because like he had his ticket,
mm-hmm.
and then like to see him strung out on drugs like that. It's kind of just like it's not even funny. Like. There's nothing funny.
There's about nothing funny. No, it's literally
nothing funny about
it. Like, if you see any of those videos, it's not funny. Like, it's just like, whoa.
But I also feel like with the NBA, him being an employee for a certain amount of time, and then being like the multi-billion-dollar association.
Yeah.
They should step in and get
them. Just take care of them.
Or at least attempt to, you know?
Anything. Excuse me. Anything to help him out. Like, there's money. There's plenty of money in the league, so it's not like they're pressed for it or anything. Just help your brother out. Like, it's pretty bad. Like, I feel like I wouldn't be surprised if LeBron steps in, like, closet. Like, nobody would know. Like, I don't think he'll publicly do it.
After all those rumors?
Yeah.
I forgot about that. I mean, I don't know, man. Well, it was just rumors, though, right? Like,
I don't know. Did anybody ever?
It was never truly confirmed, right?
I don't know.
I forgot about that.
But even the fact that those are rumors, that's like kind of annoying.
Delonte never shut him down, so.
Yeah, exactly. But I mean.
Delonte clearly was never. you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not saying, you know, I'm not going to say much, but you see where the nigga at now. So, I mean, I wouldn't really take his word for grain of salt. Like, so, I mean, yeah, I just hope. Other athletes step in. I mean,
played in the league for 8 years.
Like, yeah, that's a decent amount of time in the NBA. Yeah, 8 years.
8 years. Yeah.
Two teams, right?
Nah.
Or how many? Well, he was
one,
on the
two, three, four, five.
Five teams.
Yeah.
Damn, I didn't realize he played for that many teams.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's just like, but that should go to show. You know who else is out here looking crazy? Y'all seen Adrian Broner's post?
He's wildin'.
Nigga. See what he said? Nah, let me see if it's still on this page.
It probably is not, but he was asking people to cash app him money.
$10, right?
Because he's broke. But,
Nigga, you.
AB?
AB.
Yeah. Adrian Broner.
Like, I've seen him fight and make more money in one night from losing. Yeah, he just posted it again. I'm sorry I haven't been posted on social media, but I'm going through some tough times at this moment. If you can send me $10 on Cash App, I will appreciate that. Support me and I'll fight for you.
Jesus. No. That's the same thing as when they caught, Yeah, that's bad.
Yeah, this shit don't make no damn sense. Like, you made all that money, bro. Like, there's no way.
What are you doing with it? There's
just no way he doesn't have money. Like,
no, I firmly believe he don't have money.
You think he doesn't?
I believe he's broke, bro. Because you got to think, he's not Floyd. And at the end of the day, it's just like, I feel like no matter how much money you make, if you live a lifestyle where you're always spending money, he got lawyer fees, he's been arrested. So it's just like, not for nothing, he comes across as a little slow anyway. So it's just like, I can
definitely
see
a little bit slow. Definitely a little slow. I'm looking through his Instagram right now. This nigga just be June 20th, 2019, at 50 Cent. I'm throwing another $20,000 tonight, nigga, and I ain't giving you shit on Monday. Yeah, nobody's sending. I'm sure people are actually sending him money, so that's the thing. I don't know. It's just really weird. I don't know if he's actually sick. I don't know if there's something like. You hate to see it. You really do. But it's been a bad week for athletes.
Very bad. Very, very bad.
Obviously, to top it all off, if you haven't heard, Aaron Hernandez was out here fucking niggas. Because
we did talk about it.
We did. Well, I mean, I guess we'll go on a little more about it, like, because people just haven't stopped talking about it yet. I just think it's really crazy. Like, I don't know.
I think what struck me is the fact that he murdered the niggas and then got the tattoo.
Yeah,
like
he was the laziest murderer.
I don't. Especially after thinking about it, like. I mean, obviously, he had some really bad issues. The fact that, like you said, his murders were so sloppy, down the street from his crib,
mile from his home.
The last thing they can say about any of those murders is that they were premeditated because they clearly were not. Like, there's no way he thought any of this shit through.
No, not even a little bit.
Not even a little bit. They were all very spontaneous. Mm-mm. Very just, I don't know. But I see a lot of people, that's what I really wanted to say. I see a lot of people saying that they think the quarterback was lying.
Why?
Because they said that he just seemed like too excited. First of all, he wasn't even his quarterback. I don't know, did we mention that last episode?
Mm-mm.
He wasn't even his quarterback. It was some other dude who was the quarterback of the team. So the guy in the documentary who was saying, oh yeah, I was Aaron Hernandez's quarterback, we had this tight end quarterback connection, da 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 da. Niggas just Googled it and they seen that his quarterback's name was like Matt something. Not the nigga in the documentary. So I don't know, I thought that was a little weird. But I don't know, man, like I don't even say this shit. I don't know, do you feel like they forced like the whole
I don't think it was forced just because before the documentary came out.
You're telling his story.
It's alleged that he had a lover in jail anyway.
Yeah, I knew so that. Like, I heard about that.
It. And it's just like, I didn't really feel like it was forced because what they were trying to implicate in the documentary that I felt, that it was part of the motive. Like maybe Odin found out that he was messing with dudes and Aaron Hernandez.
Yeah, they didn't try to.
Yeah, say so it. That's where that stuff.
I feel like they really just tried to drive that shit home.
The only thing I didn't like was they got the other Patriots player who was gay on there.
Oh yeah,
he didn't need to be there.
Yeah, at all. Kind of not really. I mean, he was just giving more insight about being in NFL and being gay at the same time.
You're just gay. That's it.
Like,
that's literally the only
thing. Yeah, it's okay.
That's fine.
It's okay. You a motherfucking meat-loving, tight end, ball-catching ass nigga. A ball-catching, ball-catching ass nigga. And that's all right.
It's fine. But, you know what I mean? Aaron just really went out of his way to mask that. And, yeah, 2 days later, I know we said it before, but, like, 2 days after somebody had mentioned that he was gay, nigga killed himself, so. Yeah.
You gotta make it.
Tragic. Another thing that was funny
about. We gotta make it safer for these dudes, for, like, people who are gay or whatever.
Bless you.
To feel like they wanna come out and make that shit comfortable for them,
yeah,
too, man.
Yeah, people. You
gotta
should
give these niggas safe spaces, bro. Yeah. That shit ain't cool.
Yeah, for real. It doesn't matter who
that you feel
are.
Like you need to, that you feel like you need to kill or be killed, mm-hmm, because niggas find out who you are. So, that's, yeah, crazy.
Yeah, here on the Not That Serious podcast, we believe that you should be able to be yourself and nobody should be able to judge you for that.
Exactly.
You should be able to be comfortable, because we're all comfortable around our skin. So you should be able to be comfortable too.
100%.
1,000%. We don't care who you're fucking as long as you're fucking.
Amen. We and don't care who you're fucking as long as you're fucking.
As long as it's consensual.
And that too.
Because who you fuck don't make us come.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Who you, what you eat don't make us shit. Mm-hmm. Feel? So.
Do we have anything else?
Oh, Super Bowl?
Oh, yeah. Damn, I almost forgot. It doesn't matter to me this year because we're not even close. So.
I want the Chiefs to win because I want Andy Reid to win a ring.
Absolutely. Yeah.
That's all.
I feel the same way. I just feel like it's going to be very tough because defense wins championships. And that 49ers defense is fucking ridiculous.
And I also feel like I think San Francisco is going to win because...
That run game?
Yeah, because their run game is harder to stop than the Titans' run game is.
Yeah.
So it's just
But we saw it is harder, but we also saw the Chiefs do very well against the Titans run game.
At first no, but at the end of the day. But at the end of the day, people gotta forget that like the 49ers can beat you with in a multitude of ways.
Mm-hmm.
They can run the ball. Yeah. And Kyle Shanahan said that they didn't stop running the ball because they just couldn't stop it.
They literally I think Jimmy G had like 70 yards.
He only had 6 completions.
Yeah. And like they literally just kept, because it's playoff football, so teams are going to play different. They're not playing to entertain anybody now.
He has 6 completions. 5 of them were the first half.
Yeah.
So it's just like he completed 1 pass. Second half. I think the San Francisco is going to win. I think Kyle Shanahan is going to make up for the blunder he had versus the Patriots in the Super Bowl.
Yeah. What if they blow it again?
If they blow it again, then I wouldn't be mad, because personally, I want to see Andy Reid get one.
Yeah.
And then just retire. Just,
mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, walk off in the sunset with his big ass.
Let Eric take
it. Waddle off in the sunset. Nah, that would be great, though. I would definitely. On a horse. Back to the team, then.
And not only that, but if the Chiefs win, we could finally put Mahomes in, like, the category with Breeze and A-Rod and all that, you know?
I don't even think it matters, because he's elite anyway.
Bro, that dude is disgusting.
He's elite. This is only, what, his second year in the league?
Third? Yeah, second year playing, third year of the league.
He good. He's solidified to me. He's good. Like he's elite. I think he's going to end up being a top 10 quarterback, most likely of all time.
Yeah, I can see it. Because top 5.
Think top 5? Whew. It's going to be tough. But
did you see the running touchdown he had? It's just like, you can do that too?
Yeah, he does it all. So, all you got to do is stay healthy, and he is going to be one of the greats.
What do you feel about what Revis said after the game?
I think Revis is a hater. I think Revis knows football entirely too well to sit there on his couch with his fat ass and say that this 30-something-year-old Richard Sherman needs to be locking up Devontae Adams, who's all of 25, saying that he needs to be in man-on-man, you need to lock this nigga up after Richard Sherman has had Achilles injuries and knee injuries, all these type of injuries. And to say that to me was just plain silly. Now, I did watch First Take, and I watched what Bart Scott had to say about it. Did you see that?
Yeah.
And Bart Scott, Max, and Stephen A. Now, was Darrell Revis the better overall corner?
Yeah, all three.
Absolutely. Because he can stop anybody at any position on any side. It doesn't matter. Yeah. Richard Sherman doesn't move sides. Right? He was a lockdown corner, but now he's in his own corner because he just got older. So, like, I feel like if you respect football, you should know why he's doing what he's doing and how they're doing this to put them in the best position to win. Because if you put Richard Sherman one-on-one with a young, fast nigga, and you got him all up in his face, probably gonna get burnt. So,
at the end of the day, people gotta understand that there are different types of quarters in the league.
Yeah.
Richard Sherman is his own quarter. That's fine.
Exactly.
When he's with the Legion of Boom, they're in the same. It's the same cover three.
Yeah.
Like at the end of the day, he doesn't have to appease you by asking his defensive coordinator to play man.
No,
they're different. There's different types of corners. Just like there's different types of running backs. There's different types of wide receivers. Yep. So it's just like
different people who are good.
At the end of the day, you could be a hater and call him his own corner, but you got to understand that you still got to be good for the system to work.
Exactly.
Like, because, like, and I'm going to, this is a perfect point. You know who else is his own corner and doesn't really work out? Byron Jones. He looks, and that's why I don't like Chris Richard. Because Chris Richard came from Seattle. They tried to run the same defense in Dallas.
It's not the same.
It's not the same personnel. We don't have that talent.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why that defense gets chopped up like that.
Yeah.
So it's just like, yeah, it might be a system type of thing, but just because it's a system doesn't mean that you don't got to be good. Because like you can say Tom Brady's a system quarterback. Yeah, but
he makes the system.
Yeah, work. Yeah, exactly. You still got to make the system.
You're not gonna throw fucking Nick Bowles in that system. Exactly. It's just gonna work. Like there's different systems for different players.
Exactly. And as a coach, you should always play to your player's strengths.
Exactly.
So it would be stupid for them to say, oh, Richard Sherman, we want you to follow such and such around and play man-to-man. Like,
Madden.
Yeah, you're not getting the bang for your buck. That's like taking a fucking...
We're not turning the...
Yeah, it's not Madden, is it? His rating is not going to stay the same
Taking the shit to fucking Alaska in the winter with no snow time.
You'd be like, well, it's a Corvette.
Yeah, well, it's a Corvette. Like, yeah, no shit, Sherlock. But that's not the fucking scenery for it. You're not getting the use from it. Yeah, 6 feet of snow outside. Yeah,
taking a Lamborghini to Dubai.
Yeah.
In the dunes.
Yeah, the dunes. For a nigga, what?
Fucking goofy.
But that's all I got to say on that.
Yeah.
Grievous, were you the better player, but you're also a hater.
So yeah, you're a hater. You're old. Just sit on the couch, be retired. Shut the fuck up.
Like, literally.
You spent your last two seasons hurt anyway.
Like, relax. In Tampa.
Yeah, get the fuck out of here. Like, there's no reason for all that, but, you know. You hate to see it. He's clearly just envious. If you feel that high and mighty about yourself, nigga, how about you play in the XFL?
Literally.
Like, just go ahead and play football, nigga.
But,
they're always looking for niggas at this point. But I think that's all we have for this evening. I know we didn't want to go over 2 hours. I think we just hit it.
Yeah, we're like 146.
140. Okay.
Yeah.
I'm cozy here. And I'm saying it's been a long day. Oh, also wanted to shout out to my sister. She just had her baby.
Yes.
I got one more shout out to after you.
Yeah. So my nephew Ace. Shout out to him. It's his birthday.
Yeah.
Star athlete already.
Ace Brown. So
league him.
Yeah, league him. Trust me, he's going to be running routes by the time he's 3 months old. He will be in intense training for the rest of his life. There's no fun. This is going to be like everything Joe Jackson did to them damn kids. It is not going to be fun. You are going to be a superstar, and I'm going to love it. And that's all that matters.
Shout out to my boy Malcolm. He just got promoted to captain.
I saw that.
So, yeah, shout out to him. That's dope. The most unprofessional pilot I've ever met.
That's actually scary.
Yeah, this guy doesn't even tell the passengers what city they're in. A lot of you not.
Wait, what?
Yeah. It's just like very, very unprofessional.
How do you get away with that?
He's just Malcolm.
What do you mean? Like, he just, like, all right,
so wait.
What I would do is I would tell him we're going to a completely different place.
Nah, all right, so, like, because obviously there's different legs in your day as a pilot. You say after the first leg, he don't even tell them where they're at. He just like, all right,
thanks for flying.
Yeah, exactly.
I'm like, nigga, I would get on the plane. Hey, thanks for flying.
So there's like a famous joke, right?
Yeah.
It's this thing called a star. Mm. It's a standard arrival procedure. So the star is what planes use when they're about to land. It's like an arrival procedure, right?
Mm-hmm.
So this dude was complaining because the star was over his house. He was complaining that it was just too loud. So he was like, what he was asking is, can you move the star? And they were like, no.
No.
So he was like, all right, and this is in Detroit, right?
Yeah.
So he went on his roof and said, welcome to Cleveland. just to fuck with Passage. I've seen that. Yeah, I've seen that. Just to fuck with Passage.
I've seen that. Yeah, so, because okay, I get it. Because my planes have to go like
exactly. So it's yeah, just like it. Okay. And I know that might sound like
over his house.
Yeah. So it might sound like it's not a big deal, but yeah. Like,
but if you're fucking flying, you're like, yo, welcome
to Cleveland, bitch. Like, if you're flying, the plane just landed. The last thing the stewardess want to do is answer 30 people like, why are we in Cleveland? Why are we in Cleveland? Exactly. So what are we doing in Cleveland? Like, but shit. Shout out to him. Yeah. That's my dog. But that's it.
Mike, any shout outs?
No. I don't know. Still working on some stand up.
Oh, yeah. Working
on the jokes.
Can we tell the people you just did a little. Go ahead. Mike did a little 5 minutes for us.
He did exactly 5 minutes.
It was good. I think once people actually, if you get a chance to see any of the material that he did, you'd be very proud of him. You'd be proud. Because, Mike, it was good.
It was good.
I laughed.
Gosh. Yeah, we both laughed.
Yeah, I think you got a lot of potential, Mike.
Thank you, guys.
And, your writing team is right here, so we're going to make you like Kevin Hart. it's going to be like you have a bunch of niggas in here just... If you was writing your jokes.
Yeah, and so that was like my first time actually just doing it all. And once I started, and that's funny because I was nervous just in front of you guys. And,
yeah, once you get comfortable, man.
Yeah, so, you know.
But just, what I liked about it, you were yourself the whole time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because
yeah.
I feel like I would be scared if you was to like try to be something that you're not.
Yeah. Oh, no. Like he was about to get out there like, hey, I just flew in from Phoenix and boy, are my arms tired.
How about that airline food?
How about that airline food?
Yeah, so yeah, I was never about to do nothing like that. But I think once I like do it over and over, and then like I'm gonna write it out, try and write it out like a script almost, and then I think just doing it that first time it felt good. It felt good.
It made me
feel confident.
Yeah,
doing it. So you got it, man. I'm just excited. I'm excited. You know,
I'm excited for you.
We will.
2020, the year of risk.
Facts. Yes. Yeah, man.
The year of
I told myself, a whole lot of friends are telling me.
Do those jokes.
Friends telling me all types, all different types.
Everybody. Trade those Forex stocks.
Fuck that. You know what I mean?
Fuck that. That's the only thing you shouldn't do this year. Do everything this year stupid. Except for Forex.
Do we have any Forex listeners?
I don't know. They won't. They won't out themselves.
If they won't, because
they haven't said anything yet.
They know they're fucking stupid.
That hype has died down.
It is. It's dying, man.
It's
a lost art.
Yeah.
When I see people pictures of niggas with just random charts on their phones, when they just pointing phones with a chart, and it's just like join my squad.
The blue line goes up, the red line goes down.
Exactly. When the blue line goes up, that means I can make more money. When the red line goes down, I can make less money.
When I have good money days, I get a smiley face.
And it's crazy because like...
And when I have bad money days, I get a stormy cloud.
My favorite thing is when like they screenshot the group chat.
Oh, God.
And they're like, yo, man, I made such and such. Man, I should put more money. Like, yeah.
You see the convention they went to in Houston? You see that? That was like a cult meeting.
Man, that was a Meg Thee Stallion concert.
Like a cult meeting. And it was just a bunch of people and they was in there yelling and shit. I don't know, bro. That shit weird. But I mean, hey, if you're really making money from that, please prove me wrong. Prove me wrong. I really do hope you wish you proved me wrong because that just means you're making money. And I'm not going to do it, but hey, prove me wrong.
Like, Floyd Mayweather just hired somebody to trade Forex for him.
Waka Flocka is doing it. He made no hands. He made hard in the paint. He knows everything about stocks.
Yeah, literally.
It's like that's what Kanye, he's doing. Yeah, that's why he's doing. That's like what Kanye was like. I love Gaga. What the fuck does she know about cameras?
I love Gaga. Gaga songs.
You know two Gaga. What the fuck does she know about cameras?
I know some of the Gaga songs.
Gaga. Man. Oh, if the Kanye meter could have got right there and stopped, then fine. That was like prime. Like that was the highest. That was the highest craziness that I would support.
Mm.
He passed it. He passed it. Damn. I miss my Uncle Charles, y'all. What could have been?
Well,
but anyway.
No, we haven't. Oh, no, that's it. That's
what episode is that? What is this? 96? It's
95.
95?
95?
Let's see. God damn. Episode 95.
of the greatest motherfucking podcast in the history of podcasting. Sure. You can visit our website, www.ntspodcast.com. Mm-hmm. Right? Now, when you go on there, you can find merchandise. You can see the links to our various social media pages. You can even donate at the bottom, right? There's also a link for the merchandise. You can go on there. You can buy some NTS merch. We will have some new merch dropping soon, since it is the new year. I feel like we kind of owe that to y'all. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. You can follow us on Instagram at Not That Serious Podcast, Twitter NTS Podcast. If you don't know where to find us by now, then you're just not doing the right things.
Yeah, Instagram at Twitter at NTS Pod, Instagram at Not That Serious Pod.
Yep,
you know what I mean. iTunes, Spotify, anywhere you get podcasts, yeah, you're gonna find us.
Except there. SoundCloud, because we're not paying for that shit.
Yeah, fuck that.
Fuck SoundCloud and your advertisements.
Yeah, all that. So make sure, you know, leave us a review, 5 stars, you know, less than that.
Yep.
Shout out to all the Jersey podcasts doing their thing.
Yeah.
What's a couple?
Goddamn.
We Are That Pod Them.
Yep.
Shout out to Kristen and all them dead over there.
Yeah, all them thick Johns over there. Shout out to them.
We didn't even talk about the KU Kansas fight.
Oh yeah. You know, that's what I wanted to say.
Yeah, was that basically Spice Adams that almost got hit by that chair?
No, nah, it wasn't really him.
It looked like somebody said it was Spice Adams, but that's on the back of his head.
Yeah,
it just looked like that.
Yeah, it did look like that. Okay. The only thing I really wanted to say about that is that when white commentators see black young men fighting, it's always the worst thing that they've ever seen.
This is
bad. This is horrible. This is just not what you want in collegiate sports. Blase, blase, blah. But let the benches clear in fucking baseball. Let some niggas fight in hockey. And it's all funny.
He shouldn't have been talking shit, Ron.
He just shouldn't have been running. He's been bumping his gum since he got here. It's the third inning.
He's been bumping his gum. He kicked dirt at him, Ron. Did you see that?
Did you see when he slid into him?
I wish a motherfucker would, Ron. I wish a motherfucker would try that shit, Ron.
Try that shit with me. But yeah, when black athletes fight, it is just the worst shit you could ever imagine. It's horrible. Niggas play a physical sport, and God forbid that sometimes they just want to put hands on each other.
Whose fault is that?
It's just unheard of. What you mean?
Of like why the brawl happened?
It's that fucking Kansas.
It was Kansas State. The nigga stole the ball. The nigga stole the ball in garbage time.
That's how all them fights start. They were dribbling.
First of all, Kansas was dribbling the clock out because the game was over.
They were being sportsmanlike.
Nigga from Kansas State said, "Nah, fuck that. I'm playing. I'm a senior. I'm a fifth year senior. I'm a fucking bio major. I gotta make a name for myself, right?" So he steals the ball and he goes up for a layup. And boy, does a nigga from Kansas slap the fuck out of that?
Because you know what that is? That's like you doing a nigga a favor.
Oh yeah.
And then that person showing you their ass.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, we're blowing you out by 50.
Yeah.
And I'm dribbling out of the clock. I'm being nice.
Yeah, that's the equivalent to what I thought was like if like a QB's kneeling, like trying to run out the clock.
Mm.
But then you got that one defensive tackle that
just pushes through the whole line.
Pushes through like, bro.
Like I'm trying. I'm kneeling.
Game's over.
I'm running the clock out.
There's nothing you can do.
There's nothing more you can do.
There's nothing you can do to change the outcome of this game, bitch.
So the nigga swats it, right, and just punches the fuck out of
it. And now
clock expires. So since he did that, the dude that blocked it just stared him down. Just standing over him like, nigga.
Let's see what happens for you being a dickhead.
You wouldn't be here if you wasn't fucking wilding, right? So the nigga gets up.
This is why you can see my nuts through the opening of my shorts.
So the nigga drops up. He fucking gets the nuts out of my face. And then they just fucking start brawling. Somebody picked up a chair.
Man's who got the chair.
Yeah, he never even
threw it. He's already suspended.
But that's how you know. He got suspended 18 games.
But he didn't even throw it. He didn't even throw it.
He didn't throw it because the coach came and took it from him.
That's how you know
Niggas can't.
Nah, fight. I saw him put it down himself.
He put it down.
He put it down himself.
He put it down. The assistant grabbed it.
That's how you know niggas
if he
can't
put
fight.
It down. Wait, if he put it down, then I don't think he should be.
Yeah, it was like he picked it up. Was like, and then like,
yeah. All right. If he did that, then like, I don't.
Nigga was like, I'm mad.
That was about it. But I don't know.
He did like a half on man. He was like, I'm upset.
Like,
motherfucker,
you know? Nigga, like. I don't know, but he got suspended 18 games. He shouldn't have picked up a chair, like. But obviously, you just knew that nigga could not fight. Like, I feel like a majority of basketball players can't fight. These niggas
just
big and soft. Like, these niggas just don't box. Like,
and the ones that can fight are the worst ones.
Yeah, they're sick because they're five fouls. If we're talking college, NBA is six. But you're literally just
you know who fouls. Beat who knows snuffed the shit out of Kobe Bryant.
Who was it again?
Exactly.
I actually don't know who.
Gave that nigga a two-piece and a biscuit.
Do you know who was it?
Child.
Yeah.
Who? Chris Childs?
Yeah. Is he making any NBA top 20 lists?
Shit. Top 20 fighters? Top 20 brawlers?
Yeah.
I think the oldest hell is 52.
Oh, real quick. I know we're about to end, but like.
All right. It's our podcast.
That made me think about the Mouse in the Palace. How old were we when that happened?
Oh, Mouse in the Palace.
Because
the anniversary just passed.
Yeah, it just passed.
That shit was.
What was that, like 2004? Yeah,
it might be lower than that.
That was around the time the Pistons won the championship.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's like 2004. Literally, it was 2004. Like, I remember seeing that shit on ESPN and just being in disbelief. Like, oh, shit. And, like, every day they showed it, there was something different that happened. Like,
bro,
you just watch a different person. Like, bro, they were beating the fuck out of the little white dudes, bro. Like, they were beating.
Ron Artest was on the stand and was starting whilacking some ass. I was like, yo!
They were throwing beers.
They were.
Oh, yeah, no, he did that. I'm not holding for it.
Everybody in the stands who got hit deserved it.
Yeah.
One nigga walked onto the court. Steven Jackson had to lay that nigga out.
Yeah.
What the fuck are you doing out here?
It's just crazy to see where it started.
It escalated.
Spilled.
Oh, man.
It just escalated.
Yeah. It was bad. That's the one fight that I'll give the commentators. Like, that fight was actually.
They were like, oh.
Yeah, they were acting like they were watching a murder. They were like, oh, God, I can't stop looking, but it's so crazy. Like,
the fact that Ron Artest and Steven Jackson even got to play.
Oh, they were in the league for a little bit.
An NBA game after that is fucking astounding.
Them niggas were punching niggas in the
mouth. Imagine!
Punching niggas in the mouth.
In the state, like they went up.
They went up, but then they came back down. I'm telling you, there was a nigga on the court who just got cleaned. Yeah, you're like fucking knocked in the fuck out.
And that nigga
just fucking cleaned the floor with him. It was bad.
Oh my God.
Yeah, that was good. I wish I could have been there. That's a place I would want to be.
Nothing's ever going to touch that. But no, there's another one. Wasn't Georgetown was fighting some Chinese kids? You never saw that one?
Georgetown?
What? Yes, it was Georgetown, and they were fighting like a Chinese team.
Oh, I don't
fucking. And I remember just a screenshot of this Chinese boy stomping the shit out of this Georgetown kid. He is like, he is fucking stomping the fuck. Like, not even on no, I can make a Chinese karate joke. Stop. No. That nigga is curb stomping him like on some hood shit. Like, on some like on some MOP shit.
Yeah.
Like,
with that American History X curb stomp.
Yeah.
Put his teeth on the curb.
Put his teeth on the curb.
Just crunch.
Nigga, free dental work, bitch. Crack.
Oh, man.
Your first extraction's on us.
I forgot about this. Hold up. How does this even happen? Yeah. Oh, loose ball, and they started jumping on each other.
Hey, I just remember, yo, he was stomping the fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, I forgot about this. And they were in China. Fucking took off on him.
Yes.
They were
this fighting. Is about to be the cover of the pod.
They were fighting for it.
Did you see this?
They were fighting
for it. You see this picture? Yo.
They were fighting for a minute.
Like,
fucking shellack this nigga.
Look at this. Look at this.
Whew. Oh, my goodness. That's good stuff.
He's stopping the shit out of them Air Force. Oh, man. All right, y'all. I'm sorry. That's been the podcast.
Oh, man.
Make sure you stop a nigga out with some White Air Force.
Yeah, thanks. Do that.
We will see y'all next week. Yes, we will. Love y'all. Same time, same place.
Yes.
Peace.